Generate stem cells with all their remarkable potential without the need for human embryos. CBS News reporter Vicki Barker is live with details.
They're calling this the biggest breakthrough since Dolly the cloned sheep. Three separate teams of researchers have developed stem cells from skin cells in mice. MIT's Rudolf Janisch makes it sound easy.
You take a cell growing in a petri dish, you treat it some way, and out comes a cell which can organize a whole animal. I think that's pretty fantastic.
If it works for humans, we could see major medical breakthroughs without the ethical controversy. And there's a key stem cell vote on Capitol Hill today. CBS's Bob Fuss has that story.
Today's House action will mark final passage for the measure to allow federal funding of embryonic stem cell research, after which it goes to President Bush, who's expected to veto it again. This same measure passed Congress last year, strongly supported by the public, but it's opposed by many religious conservatives, including the president, who believe it's immoral to use embryos left over from in vitro fertilization for research.
Well, an immigration compromise may come unraveled. Live to Washington and CBS's Peter Mayer.
Right, Nick. The Senate has handed the president and his immigration reform allies a potential deal breaker. The post-midnight vote 49-48 to kill the proposed temporary worker program after 5 years. That worker idea, of course, at the heart of the compromise plan. It's a big deal for businesses, but opponents argue it would take jobs away from U.S. workers. Debate resumes today on the plan that promises tighter border security and a path to citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants, Nick.
To Rostock, Germany, the site of the G8 summit in today's much-anticipated meeting between President Bush and Russia's Vladimir Putin. We're live with CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
Nick, what President Bush will do is persuade Putin that Russia has nothing to fear from new defensive missiles the U.S. wants to place in Eastern Europe.
I believe the Cold War ended, that Russia is not an enemy of the United States.
Mr. Bush says it's not an issue to hyperventilate about. Meanwhile, G8 leaders are trying to finalize a plan for reducing emissions of greenhouse gases. The focus of a CBS News series this week. Here's my colleague Dan Raviv.
Showing some impatience with federal action, 34 governors have just put their states in a climate registry to track and verify emissions, which add to global warming, especially from power plants and other industry.
In order to manage greenhouse gas reductions, you've got to measure them.
Gina McCarthy, environmental chief in Connecticut, now chairing this climate registry.
Clearly it represents a need across the United States for us to measure greenhouse gases and to begin to take actions for their reduction.
Dan Raviv, CBS News.
There was grieving last night in the Kansas City suburb of Overland Park, Kansas.
I lift my eyes.
The news no one had wanted to hear had come, that the body of 18-year-old Kelsey Smith, who was kidnapped Saturday, had been found. Before the memorial service, his voice breaking, Greg Smith remembered his daughter.
She could walk into a room of strangers and walk out with a room full of friends.
Within hours, police announced they'd arrested 26-year-old Edwin Hall of Olathe, Kansas. Across the country, a story with a different ending in the case of a girl who vanished a year ago. Yesterday, the 15-year-old was found inside a small hidden room in a Bloomfield, Connecticut home. Police Captain Jeffrey Blatter.
One of the investigators moved a large bookcase and found a concealed room that had been secured and locked, and found the juvenile inside.
The girl, whose identity hasn't been released, is now in protective custody. The three adults living in the house face a variety of charges. The time is 4 past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A big low-pressure system brought snow to the mountains and winds of up to 100 miles an hour along the Front Range, forcing the cancellation of a bunch of flights out of DIA.
The airport is operating pretty normally. The airlines did cancel some flights because of the strong winds.
Frontier, American, United canceling several flights. United, the carrier with the most volume at DIA, reported canceling about 60 flights. The National Weather Service says a wind gust of 101 miles an hour was recorded at Carter Lake. Strong winds expected to continue right through this morning's rush hour. A snow advisory is up for the central and northern mountains. Forecast calling for the snow level to drop to about 8,000 feet. Up to 6 inches of snow possible on the higher mountain passes today. With the state's snowpack at only 24% of the 30-year average, that extra moisture will help. And the family of that young lawyer with a rare strain of TB released part of a tape recording in which a health official is heard saying he was not contagious and did not need to be isolated. Andrew Speaker's father acknowledged on CNN's Larry King Live, though, that the audio is only a portion of that taped conversation. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thank you, John. Had an early morning closure of eastbound I-70 following a bad crash and police investigation. All those lanes now back open, but we had traffic still thinning out through there, eastbound between Harlan and Federal. The Chambers on-ramp to westbound I-70 closed for cleanup of an earlier rollover. High wind still a problem for us along the I-25 corridor in the foothills, especially along Colorado 93 and in the high country, so you want to drive with caution. And believe it or not, chain laws in effect on U.S. 6 over the Loveland Pass. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, a high wind warning in effect across the Front Range through noon today. Possible wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour in the city and up to 70 in the foothills. Much cooler with a high of 63.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers, to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
My son was a bright and talented child, but in his teens, something changed and he barely finished high school. Later, I found out that he'd gotten into drugs. He couldn't hold a job, and his only financial support was a family who gave him money just to keep him away. This went on for 12 years, during which time he was a waste to himself and a burden to others. After trying numerous drug rehab programs, I finally found Narcanon. By that time, he was at the end of his rope. Thanks to Narcanon, he regained his health and became himself again. And most importantly, he became drug-free. Now he's a happy, productive father with a family of his own. I can't express how proud I am. My son and I have never been closer or had such a good relationship. Narcanon not only gave me back my son, but also gave me a very good friend.
Are drugs affecting your family or a friend? Call Narcanon at 1-800-556-8885. Narcanon provides free assessment and referral services. Call Narcanon at 1-800-556-8885 or visit our website at drugrehab.net.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
Remain clear.
Nice day yesterday?
Yeah, I thought it was nice. I mean, it was windy.
Are you kidding?
Well, I thought it was
like
windy.
Like 100-mile-an-hour wind gust didn't bother you at all?
No.
Oh, man, it was brutal.
I've lived in places, though, where they've had that before. I'm used to it.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of high winds here. And when we do, like yesterday, and it's supposed to be like 50-mile-an-hour gust today. But yesterday was nuts at my house.
Well,
my house is going to blow over.
Well, I grew up in, you know, a part of Southern California that used to have the Santa Ana winds. And then on top of that, if you live in Chicago, they got the winds that come off Lake Michigan. Man, I'm used to it. But it really did, you know, a lot of wind does not bother me. The only thing that bothers me about it is dust and trash flying around. That gets to be kind of a drag. But my house was fine. There were no problems. My animals weren't even freaked out.
Just driving home, I thought my car was going to blow over yesterday afternoon.
Well, you need to put some sandbags in the back of that sucker. Hold it down.
It is kind of wobbly.
Yeah, I'd say so. But it'll be a nice day today. Look, okay, so it's not going to be 80 out. So it's not going to be 75. All right, but there's not 3 inches of snow on the ground either.
True.
Let's go out and play golf in this weather today, man.
I can't play in 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh, sure you can. What's wrong, you wimp?
It's not a whole lot of fun.
What's wrong, you wimp? Come on. Let's go do it. All right, it's good to have you along. We're still getting a lot of reaction from yesterday's show in which we had Taj Ashaheed in here to talk about Islam. And the next thing we're going to do in the next couple of weeks is we're going to have some women in here to talk about the female perspective about Islam. I think the only thing that we can do in this world is try to reach out to people we know who are different than ourselves and try to understand them and try to figure out where they're coming from in order to further the goal of understanding and harmony. And maybe if we get some of that, which I know all of this sounds like corny rhetoric, but maybe if we get some of that, then maybe we'd have a good shot at understanding other people around the globe, particularly people in third world countries, and moving this country forward. I was in a discussion yesterday with somebody who told me that they don't meet a person day in and day out that isn't disturbed in some way, shape, or form about the position that this country's in, about the things that are going on, about the things that have happened. And I said, well, are these folks from both political parties, or do you think that they're just from one political party? Do you think they're progressives? I mean, do you think that they're liberals? And this person said to me, no, I think they're people from all political persuasions who are unhappy about what's going on and are unhappy about the things that are happening and the position that the country's in. And I said to this person, and this is something that I've brought up here on the air. I said, you know, what I really want to say on the air is, I feel like the country is under some kind of mass psychosis, which sounds, you know, like a totally bizarre statement to make and baseless and kind of whacked out kind of statement to make. Because, no, I'm not a psychiatrist, and no, I'm not a psychologist, and certainly I'm not capable of passing on that kind of a medical opinion. But the reason I say this is because it goes back to what I was talking about yesterday, and I've been talking about this a lot on the air, and I'm going to keep talking about it because I believe it to be honest to God true, and I don't know if it affects you or not, but it certainly does affect me, and it affects other people that I get around who I talk to about this. And this is the idea that every single day that we wake up in this country, every single day that we consume information in this country, wherever it is that you get your information from, and I don't care where that is. You know, if you're only an occasional listener to AM 760, if you're somebody who listens to NPR, if you're somebody who listens to KBCO, or you listen to KCUV, or you listen to The Mountain, or whatever the case may be, or you go to KHOW or KOA or wherever, but wherever you snatch your information from, whether it's television or it's the internet or the newspapers, the print media, we live in a country that is under an increased amount of pressure because we're threatened on every single front there is by something. And we were talking about this yesterday. There's a lot of fear-mongering and craziness going on in this country. And Keith Olbermann last night on Countdown had this segment in which Michael Bloomberg was telling New Yorkers to basically relax and to get a life because anything could happen at any time. You could die from a heart attack, and it could be genetically linked. You could get hit by a car, and I guess this JFK Idlewild threat is turning out to be less incredible. Two of the people who are involved in it, one is a guy who's homeless off and on, and the other guy is an admitted drug addict. And there was a lot of talk in this, but maybe no action. Anyway, Bloomberg was telling the New York public to, like, chill out and calm down. And wouldn't it be nice if we had leadership in this country that would say the same thing instead of constantly whipping up paranoia and fear? But we're besieged by everything. And I understand people's feelings, and maybe your feelings, about I can't turn on AM 760 anymore. I can't listen anymore to any of this because I'm tired of getting pounded on a continuous basis by all of this negativity, by all this terrible stuff going on. And the two questions that I'd ask, and that I would love to ask all morning, is number one, don't you really believe, or are you so cynical and just beaten down? Don't you believe that whatever the problems are that are out there, that we can solve these problems, that we're not going to get them done overnight, which is what we want, because we live in an instant gratification society. I'm not the first person to say that. I mean, how many people have you heard tell you that? And I think you know it's true yourself. But if we buckle down, we can fix these things. Or at least we can get them to the point where they're manageable. Okay, that's number one. So do you believe that can happen? Or are you absolutely resigned to the fact that there's no way to fix anything that ails us? That this is a country that is full of Americans who have no goodwill, good feelings, or ability to solve their own problems. All right, that would be the first one. And the second one is, and I've asked this one over and over again, maybe it should be like a Wolf Blitzer during the presidential campaign debates. Will those of you who are tired of living under an umbrella of fear on a continuous basis, please raise your hand. Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? Anybody? So, if I seem a little crabby on the air, well, it's not only that I have an immense personal problem going on in my life, which I talked about yesterday, which is my mother, who is slipping into the madness and craziness of Alzheimer's, but also the idea that there's so much paranoia, so much disharmony, and this absolute feeling of, like, we can't work anything out. And I really don't understand when those of us who believe that we can work things out and those of us who have a more moderate tone about things, when are we going to overpower, overshadow, and drown out those who are running around in absolute frickin' paranoia?
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Energy Hog the Team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
Washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is the sound of a kid being bullied at school.
Where'd you get the shirt? Colorblind and things?
This is the sound of the kid telling her friend about it.
Then she makes fun of my clothes and says I'm not allowed to use the bathroom if the cool girls are in there.
Now this is the sound of that same kid telling her parents about the bully. Just because you don't hear about bullying from your child doesn't mean it's not happening.
McGruff the Crime Dog here with clues for parents to look for if bullying is upsetting their children. Kids may want to avoid school, or their grades may suffer. You gotta look for these signs, because kids don't usually talk about it. How do you stop bullies? With words. To your kid, to school officials, other concerned parents, and by going to McGruff.org.
So tonight, sit down with your kid, and you might hear this. But try asking her how her day went, and you might hear this.
Mom, something happened at school today.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Long distance calling, just $24.99 per month for 6 months. Pick 1, 2, or all 3 services and save. Don't wait. Sale ends June 17th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Comcast, may I help you?
Our sale, your choice. That's Comcasting. Some services not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, we just don't talk much about these guys and about Bono, and we should. And we should play more U2 this morning, John, don't you think? Yeah, because we haven't played any U2 in a long time. 6:24, 24 minutes after 6, J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. This doesn't get a lot of media coverage. Turkish troops have moved into Iraq. Brian Katulis, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, will be here a little bit after 6:30 to talk about this and what implications it has on the wider struggle going on there. And I'm going to weave in and out of this all day today about the climate of fear and paranoia that we live in, and that we should be scared of everything. And I said to somebody yesterday, and I know this is an over-the-top statement. I admit it, but it's the way I feel. And I'll say it at 6:25 in the morning because most people won't catch me saying it. But I think the country is like drifting into some kind of mass psychosis of just, I mean, we're crazy. We're all like paranoid. And the leadership of this country is nuts, too. And so on top of all of that, it's like every problem that we confront, it's like we have this insanity injected into it. Immigration, the war, gay people are going to come get us. I mean, why can't we just chill? Here's Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm glad you're talking about this. I don't think that speech, was it a speech or an editorial that Mayor Bloomberg talked about this?
No, I think he was giving a speech, I believe, telling New Yorkers to calm down.
Yeah, well, good for him. I think we've talked about this before, but people need to start putting this crap, especially just looking at terrorism. You know, I think people need to start putting this stuff in reasonable context. And I wish, you know, that John Stossel, I'm not really a big fan of his. I think he's kind of a righty, but you know how he does these shows, Give Me a Break, and he takes a look at, okay, what are the facts about this or that? And I wish he would do a story about, you know, the statistics of what are people more likely to die of in this country? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he would never do that because that doesn't fit his political agenda.
Exactly. But the point I'm making is, you know, that people need to understand that they are way more likely to die of lung disease or heart or, you know, lung cancer or heart disease or something like that than they are to die at the hands of another person, you know. And of those people who are killed or murdered, you're way more likely to get murdered by a spouse or someone else you know than by a stranger. And of the people who are killed by strangers, you're way more likely to get killed by a drunk driver than you are by a terrorist. You know what I mean? The chances of somebody getting killed in this country by a terrorist are infinitesimal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I think it's true. I mean, all right, look. Worst case scenario, we get hit again.
Yep.
Something happens. All right, do you panic and get hysterical, or do you go get the people who are involved? Then, after you do that, do you try to learn or try to come up with some idea as to how it happened so you stop it the next time? No, you know what we do? We go crazy, and it becomes,
exactly,
you know, political slogans and selling points. Look at this guy with TB.
Yeah.
One border patrol guy or immigration official or whatever,
right,
doesn't swipe his card or doesn't read the warning.
Yep.
Oh, my God. People start going crazy. And then all of this crap breaks out all over the media, whips up all this hysteria. And where is the guy? Well, he's over here on Colorado Boulevard. He's in isolation. He's had 3 tests. They show that he is non-contagious. And he'll be in there until they figure out what to do with him. Now, could we have a body count of those that have been infected with tuberculosis by this gentleman?
Right.
Anybody? Oh, nobody's coming forward. Well, maybe it takes a year or two or three for it to show up. Point is, the mass of people in this country, in the other countries that he was in, they did not get, as far as we know now, they did not get tuberculosis. But, man, how much do we have to hear about that?
I know. It's crazy. The hysteria level is just unbelievable. And especially on the right. I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, the left is doing it, too. Because everything on the left is, look, you know what I was having the same conversation yesterday with this person. On the right, everything is hysteria and fear. And everybody's out to get us. They don't like us. They hate us. And they never stop to figure out, well, wait a minute, why do you think that is that they have this attitude? Okay, that's where they're coming from. And on the left, okay, everything on the left is a conspiracy. From the very smallest thing, like moving MSNBC to digital. Well, they obviously are trying to quiet MSNBC. Never mind all of the numerous examples that I give that, except for Oberman, the network is basically a right-wing mouthpiece. Everything is a conspiracy. What about those of us who are sitting in the middle or a little left of center or a little right of center who might have the idea of, okay, you know what, no matter what the problem is, we can somehow hammer it out and that we're not all going to get what we want, but we can at least get something done. We're drowned out.
Yeah, you got a point.
So you know what I suggest you do? I suggest you dig your bomb shelter. Because, you know, now Bush and Putin are getting into it.
Yeah.
Make sure you have duct tape and plastic in case something happens. Wear a mask on your face so that you don't encounter anybody with any kind of communicable diseases.
Right.
And better yet, to ensure your own safety, Ron, today, don't leave the house.
Okay.
All right. We love you.
I won't. Thanks, Jake.
See ya.
Yeah.
I can't leave. Jay, how come you're not at work?
I can't leave the house.
Well, what do you mean you can't leave the house?
Something will happen to me.
Well, that's what it's boiling down to, isn't it? There are people out there that are genuinely scared. I mean, we're sitting here making light of it, but there are people out there who are scared. They're scared S-less. Oh, the FCC rule, I could say that on the air now. They're scared you-know-what-less. That something's going to happen. Somebody's going to come get us. They want to kill us for our way of life. Yes. You know, my desire to kill you Americans has nothing to do with my warped interpretation of an ancient religion. It has nothing to do with my resentment of you meddling in my region's politics and trying to steal my resources. No, I want to kill you because I want your Mercedes-Benz. And I, too, want to live near a golf course. And I want to shop at Whole Foods. Well, isn't that what we're told? Because I want to build a McMansion in Boulder. 6:32, 32 minutes after 6. Don't you think it's true, Gina? Isn't that what we're told?
What was that?
They hate us. They hate us for our way of life. That's why they want to kill us. Not that they have some warped, freaked out, twisted, misconstrued belief about the words of Allah or whoever they follow. But they want to kill us because they're upset. They're angry that they can't go in to a Mercedes dealership and buy a brand new Mercedes SLR and finance it out for 84 months.
Well, I don't know about that, but
well, that's what they're mad about.
I think there's some truth to that.
They're mad because they can't get digital TV. They're angry because they can't go to a Rockies game. They hate us because they want to live near a golf course. All the other things have nothing to do with why they're angry at us. Meddling in their business.
I think they're mad about our hedonistic way of life.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They're angry about all of that.
I think there's truth to that. You're being facetious, but...
What, you think there's truth that they're angry about our hedonistic way of life?
Yes.
Well, when our hedonistic way of life rubs off on their existence, yeah, I would say that that would probably upset them.
You're saying that gives them a right to...
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, no, nothing gives anybody a right to murder anybody else over any perceived cause. Because when you move yourself into a position that you possess moral superiority against another person or another group of people to the point where you believe that they should be dehumanized and something should be done to them, then you yourself are a danger to society. No, I don't think that. But I think we have to realize exactly what's going on here. Instead of running around being crazy.
But you're making it sound like they have some sort of justification.
No, what I'm saying is we don't face up to the truth as to why they are angry.
Why should it be our problem that they're angry? And that
why?
They came to our country and did what they did.
Why should it be our problem? Well, Gina, you know, it's kind of like the guy who lives next door to you and his dog keeps laying a small package on your lawn, and pretty soon it becomes your problem, and then you get upset, and then he turns to you and says, well, why? Why should that be my problem?
What I'm what I'm saying is we definitely need to be vigilant, and we need to deal with the threats to our way of life and deal with the possible tourism attacks. But what I'm saying is it shouldn't be our fault that they're angry. That's their issue.
I'm not saying it's our fault, but what I'm saying is that you reap what you sow in life. So if you go into other countries and you try to suck up their resources, plus manipulate their government, plus kill their citizens, and turn a blind eye to extreme activity that's going on by governments, and you support those governments, and then the populace gets angry at you, who do you have to blame?
But we didn't do that before 9/11.
Oh, we didn't? Well, you know what, Gina, I don't want to burst your bubble, but you need to go get a book on the Middle East. 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Traffic, what's it look like? It's got to be okay this morning.
Well, actually, it's decent. We do have the Chambers on-ramp to westbound I-70 closed for cleanup from an earlier crash. We had a crash investigation that's complete. All lanes back open eastbound I-70 between Harlan and Federal. Usual traffic buildup southbound 25 out of Thornton and North Glen, eastbound 270. Looks like we're having some trouble down south, northbound I-25 around Tama Road. Only got one lane of traffic open there, so you can expect some delays. Weather outlook today, high wind warning across the Front Range through noon today. Much cooler with a high of 63. Currently, it's fair and 51. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
This summer, don't let your child take a vacation from learning. Go.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
The only thing better than playing video games is playing more video games for less money, which is why GameStop is having our first ever huge game day sale. Right now, save 25 to 50% on new games and accessories throughout the store. That's up to half off of tons of great games, cool gear, and top titles that'll carry you through the summer. So come in now and get more games for less money with 25 to 50% savings during game days, only at GameStop. See store for details.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Morning. It's 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of showers. High today, 63. 10% chance of that happening. This is in the news, but it's not getting much play, and this could potentially turn out to be a huge problem. Turkey's new incursion in northern Iraq to strike back at Kurdish guerrillas who have been hassling them delivered a diplomatic warning shot to the U.S. and Iraqi leaders struggling to hold off a divisive conflict here. And we're going to talk to somebody who knows a lot about this. Brian Katulis, he's a senior fellow from the Center for American Progress, and his work examines U.S. national security policy in the Middle East and democratization with a focus on Iraq. Prior to joining the center, Katulis lived and worked in the Middle East. Brian, welcome back to the show. Thanks for getting up this morning and getting on with us.
Great to be with you.
Now, this is not getting a lot of media coverage, but this situation of the Kurds, of the Turkish, who have been amassing troops on the border now for a couple of weeks because they're tired of these Kurdish guerrillas hassling them and, you know, and being involved in incursions into Turkish territory, this thing could blow up and get really ugly.
Yes, this is the sleeping conflict that not many people are paying attention to. And in fact, it's not only Turkey, it's also Iran. Iran has also conducted cross-border strikes over the last year or so. And you see sporadic mention of this in our press, but it really gets a lot more attention in the region, obviously. And the situation is dangerous. I mean, we've talked about Iraq not only as a Shiite on Sunni civil war, but that there are other tensions and conflicts. And what's going on up north, I think, could be the story of 2007. If we don't take measures to head it off. Essentially, you know, 30,000 Turks have been killed over the last two decades by these Kurdish terror groups or rebels or whatever you choose to call them. And it's a very dangerous situation, and the Turkish leadership needs to respond to it, particularly as they're heading into an election this summer.
Well, if I were sitting in the Turkish parliament, or I were the prime minister, or I were living there, I'd want my government to do something about it.
Yes, and, you know, in the way that a lot of Americans wanted our government to do something about the al-Qaeda bases in Afghanistan right after the 9/11 attacks, it's the same sort of thing, but it's a little bit closer to home because, again, these Kurdish rebel groups have been using northern Iraq as a base for some of these operations. And it sounds like, you know, Turkey has had a legitimate beef here. The U.S. has been somewhat engaged. We had a former general, Joe Ralston, involved in some shuttle diplomacy, but he's essentially not done much of that. He's waiting to see what the results of the July Turkish elections will be. And this is, I think, an instance where an ounce of diplomatic intervention could be worth a ton of military action after the fact.
Baghdad has no control in that part of Iraq. Also, this is another example where something is starting to build. Problems are starting to occur. These problems have been going on for a while. This troop mass on the Iraqi-Turkish border has been going on for a while, and yet we get nothing from the White House. They're silent.
Yeah, well, here's the issue. I mean, part of it, also, there was a lot of misinformation about what actually happened yesterday. An AP report erroneously reported that there were thousands of Turkish troops that had entered Iraq, and that doesn't seem to be the case. What seems to have happened is what has happened before. In previous instances, hot pursuit after certain groups, these Kurdish rebels. But still, it's a very tenuous situation, and the White House is ignoring it, in part because they just don't have the capacity at this point to move outside of the construct that they presented to the public, that this is simply about al-Qaeda and, you know, the global war on terror. No, this is a region in turmoil, and in turmoil in part because of the mistakes that they made in not securing the country.
But if we don't pay attention to this and don't do something about it, at some point the Turkish government and the Turkish people are going to say, enough's enough. We're going to do in Kurdistan what, say, the Israelis attempted to do in Lebanon. We're going to go in there and kill these people and wipe them out.
Absolutely. And I mean, the main point here is that these terror organizations love a vacuum. And in a sense, if you look at the broader Middle East, we've helped allow vacuums to grow, and these are exploited by groups like the PKK. In fact, in Iraq, there are two terror organizations that are on the State Department list that we do nothing about. One of them is this Kurdish group, the PKK. The second is a group called the Mujahideen al-Khalq, which is an anti-Iran group, which actually gets gets protection from us at a base in central Iraq. Not many people know this fact. And again, that kind of puts the it demonstrates that we're not really it's not clear that we're fighting a war on terror if we're not going after organizations that are technically on our State Department's foreign terrorist organization list, if we're giving them or allowing them to exist there. So it just raises a lot of questions of, well, what are we actually trying to get done in Iraq?
Well, we're playing the same game we've always played, which is we pick and choose who the villains are, let others skate, and come down on others very, very hard. 6:45, 45 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Brian Katulis is with us. He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, and he examines these issues about the Middle East. How about this story that CNN is running this morning? Army general chosen to advise Bush, skeptical of troop buildup in Iraq. This is Lieutenant General Douglas Lute, questioned Bush's strategy of sending thousands more troops into Iraq, a position he was expected to discuss Thursday at his confirmation hearing in the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Yeah, General Lute is a, you know, I think he's about the fifth choice of the Bush administration. He's a quite capable military commander. You recall, you had a number of retired generals turn down the position for various reasons. You had retired Marine General John Sheehan saying that, look, the White House has no agreed-upon strategic view of the problem in Iraq. Lute, I think, is a very capable individual. He expressed quiet dissent when President Bush decided to move forward on this new way forward strategy, the surge. And people forget that the Joint Chiefs of Staff in December of last year actually wasn't pleased with the notion of sending more troops to Iraq for a variety of reasons. So he's a skeptic. He's amended his view a little bit to say, well, we've got to wait and see a little bit. And I think that's a function of you stand where you sit at this moment. But I actually think that the Bush administration may, and maybe this is too optimistic, may actually be coming to its senses and seeing that there's a lot of political stalemate among Iraq's leaders. There's a lot of threats to our ground forces by just staying there with this open-ended commitment. And Lute may be actually a figure who could work it from the inside to lead to a serious shift. You hear a lot of talk in Washington about going to the Baker-Hamilton Iraq Study Group report.
Well, they're trying to do that. The bipartisan group of senators is trying to do that. Of course, what's that, 7-8 months after the thing was released?
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, I mean, I think it's a good report. People should not be delusional about what it offers, because I think there are some problems in it, too, because it continues or supports certain policies, for instance, like the continued training of Iraq security forces, which I think many people are beginning to question whether we're just simply arming up different sides in a civil war, that in a sense it puts a cart before the horse there, that you really have to have Iraq's leaders decide on whether they're a country or not that's going to hang together. But those are kind of minor details, because I think the Baker-Hamilton Iraq Study Group report is a step in the right direction. And, you know, ultimately I think it helps answer the question of when the troops will come home, as opposed to Bush's, well, let's keep 50,000 there like the South Korea model.
Well, yeah, but what about that? Quickly, before we run out of time, what about that idea of, well, it's going to be like our involvement in South Korea. We're just going to be there forever.
Well, it's utterly ridiculous, because it's apples and oranges. I mean, in South Korea, there was an armistice and a boundary for that conflict. And secondly, in South Korea, South Koreans actually welcomed our presence. Those are two things that aren't existing in Iraq right now.
But his idea of putting this forward, I mean, this is another example of, oh man, I don't want to say it. Well, I'll say it. I don't care. I really believe this in my heart. I believe that he and the people around him, there's something wrong with them. They're mentally ill.
Yes.
I really believe that.
Yes.
I believe they need to be on medication or have, and I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but I think that they need to have a mental examination, because you have the rest of the world and you have the reality of what's going on. Then you've got the reality that they've manufactured. And their reality that they manufactured and that they're living in doesn't match the reality of the rest of the world.
Yeah, I would say that's probably true for a number of individuals. I think there are a lot of capable folks who are, you know, military career diplomats who are very much in the game and in the room at these meetings. And I think those kind of pragmatic, experienced professionals are trying to push this to a right sort of policy. I worry about the president, and as I do all presidents who stake out certain positions and then find it hard to actually. There's a path dependency, if you will. You know, if you say, well, we're gonna defeat terror through freedom and do this and that. It's hard to turn on a dime and say, okay, we're going to do something different. Which essentially, that's what a lot of folks like the Iraq Study Group and James Baker and even some of these professionals in the administration are trying to do. And it's a constant tension. You know, it's not just policymaking is a bit complex. You never really have consensus within an administration. And I've been a little bit more hopeful that there are more kind of pragmatic voices. Will they override the president? Because I think there's a serious problem at the top. That remains to be seen.
I mean, even lock a man or a woman in a room, and they bang their head against the wall because they're unhappy and they have no other way to show their displeasure. But even after a while, they stop banging their head against the wall because they realize that it's counterproductive and it isn't going to help. This guy can't stop banging his head against the wall. And the unfortunate thing is, he's taking the rest of us with him. I'm amazed. Brian, thank you. I appreciate the time this morning, as always. You're always helpful, and your knowledge is always worth hearing. Thank you so much, and hope to have you on again soon.
Anytime, Jay.
Thanks, Brian.
See you. Bye.
That's Brian Catula, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, and he looks at the Middle East and knows what's going on, and he's lived over there and studies it. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you, and traffic from Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Pretty much the status quo across the metro area this morning. We've got the usual delays on the north side of town, southbound I-25, 104th to 84th, eastbound 270, stretching from I-76 toward Vasquez. Going to be sluggish for you. And, of course, westbound I-76 toward I-25. No wrecks, though. We're just dealing with this ramp closure from Chambers to westbound I-70, so keep in mind you won't be able to use that for a while. Weather outlook today, high wind warning in effect across the Front Range through noon today. Much cooler conditions with a high of 60. Tonight, partly cloudy with decreasing winds and a low of 40. Currently, fair and 51. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a Father's Day gift idea on the go? You'll find dozens of popular gift cards at your neighborhood King Supers. Choose from some of the...
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
And integrity. Call 303-935-2485.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
his birthday today. Did you know that? He was born in 1958. Prince, now known as, what, the artist?
So he's almost 50. 49 years old today.
Well, why is that a shock that he's almost 50?
I don't know. It's hard to believe. I'm getting older. That's what it means.
So what do you want to do? You want to play Prince all morning? Okay. 6:56. 56 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of showers. High today, 63. 10% chance that happening. Jay Marvin along with you here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm really torn about what to talk about. What to talk about in the sense that I really want to get back to the whole thing I started talking about at 6 o'clock, and I've been talking about it for the last couple of days, about the fact that we are in fear of everything because we're being told to be in fear of everything, and there's something always around the corner out there that's going to get you. And I think that it's pushing us towards some kind of mass psychosis. I really believe that. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a sociologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. But ask yourself this question. Really, seriously. Stop for a second and ask yourself this question. Matter of fact, go get your neighbors. Call your best friend. Go, hey, turn that radio off, Morning Edition, and turn over to AM 760 because Jay, you know, that loud guy that's on the radio, has an important question to ask. So ask yourself this question. With everything that we receive, out of all forms of media, and from your friends, how much of it is negative, how much of it is positive? And if you buy the idea that a lot of it that comes out is negative, overwhelmingly a lot of it is negative, what do you think the prolonged effect of being bombarded with this stuff over a long period of time, what do you think that does to us, the public? I want to talk more about this coming up. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
If you're an investor with at least $500,000 in investments, there are 8 common mistakes that could be costing you big money. Actually, not paying attention to this commercial would make it 9. Through his experience as a Forbes magazine columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments, Ken Fisher has identified 8 costly mistakes affluent investors make. The good news is, they're mistakes that can be avoided with the right information. Information that's now available to you in his free report, The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-500-3305, and it provides valuable insight on how to change your investment strategy to help grow your portfolio. You could be making one of 8 common investment mistakes without even knowing it. But if you don't call for your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, you're making the biggest one of all. Call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
Jay Martha, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Civitani. It's like rolling back the hands of time. 3 different groups of scientists have found a way to convert the skin cells of mice into embryonic stem cells that could be used to replace damaged heart, liver, or even brain tissue.
This is quite an amazing thing. That means development is rather flexible. You can reverse it. It goes up and goes down again.
If scientists can find a way to convert human skin cells, it could avoid the ethical controversy over the destruction of human embryos. But Professor Rudolf Janisch, who worked on one of the teams, says that's not the goal.
Many who are opposed to embryonic stem cells and to embryonic stem cell research will use this and say, ha, we don't need it. This is the wrong conclusion.
When police showed up at a West Hartford, Connecticut home with search warrants, they were looking for clues, but they found a teenage girl missing for the past year. CBS's Pauline Chu says she was locked in a hidden closet.
The police said that she's a 15-year-old girl, and she looked like she hadn't been outdoors in a very long time. She was ghostly pale. They said that she was very timid and shy.
The man who owns the home and two women are facing charges.
Jesus.
A Kansas congregation held a vigil last night for missing 18-year-old Kelsey Smith. CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers.
Kelsey Smith's broken-hearted father, Greg, remembered his beloved daughter as a young lady who was scrubbed in sunshine.
She could walk into a room of strangers and walk out with a room full of friends.
Last night, police in Overland Park announced the arrest of a suspect. An agreement on climate change has just been agreed to at the G8 summit. Live to CBS's Mark Noller in Rostock, Germany. What do we know about it, Mark?
Frank, it's not official yet, but there's word the G8 leaders will agree on the need for substantial cuts in the emission of greenhouse gases. But that generalized commitment falls short of the German call for a hard target 50% cut by the middle of the century.
And what's next on the summit agenda?
Coming up in 10 minutes, President Bush has a face-to-face with Russia's Vladimir Putin. It's an effort to allay his concerns about the U.S. intention to place 10 defensive missiles in Eastern Europe. Putin views it as a threat to Russia. Mr. Bush says, no way.
South Korea claims North Korea has carried out short-range missile tests. It's not clear how many were fired or what type. Think you work hard? Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Vicki, how does the American work week stack up against the rest of the world?
Well, Frank, we are number 23, way behind Peru, where just over half the labor force works more than 48 hours a week. Fewer than 20% of Americans work that long. The UN's International Labor Organization says 600 million people worldwide work more than 48 hours a week, even though 40 hours is meant to be the norm. The ILO argues that long work weeks hurt your health and your family life and make you less productive as well, Frank.
S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, Ken. Picking up a prescription?
Yes, my erosive acid reflux.
Me too. I take Protonix, pantoprazole sodium.
Does it work?
One Protonix tablet every morning helped control daytime, even nighttime, acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep. It even helped repair acid reflux damage. And I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan. Hey, where are you going?
To call my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonixSavings.com or call 888-5-REFLUX to learn more about Protonix, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonix is right for you.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A big low-pressure system brought snow to the higher elevations in the mountains and winds up to 100 miles an hour along the Front Range last night. That forced the cancellation of dozens of flights out of DIA.
We did have some microburst activity in all the quadrants of the airport, and the airlines certainly don't want to take off when you've got microbursts or land.
Things are back to normal out at the plane place, but strong winds are expected to continue right through the rush hour. A plan to add combination toll and HOV lanes on U.S. 36 between Denver and Boulder has now been named a finalist for $1.5 billion in federal money. Those lanes would be free to buses and high-occupancy vehicles, while lone drivers would pay a toll based on the amount of traffic on the road at that time. Denver police still haven't figured out why a door was left open at the Denver Zoo, leading to the mauling death of a 27-year-old zoo worker, but an investigation has found that no crime occurred. Now, the state legislature has gotten the highest marks in 5 years for environmental legislation. Colorado conservation voters releasing a report giving the Democrat-dominated chambers a 77% score. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, one issue, no access to westbound I-70 from Chambers this morning. Cleanup crews still on scene from an earlier wreck. Otherwise, we're in good shape along I-70. No delays around DIA. We're doing fine out of Wheat Ridge. Normal slow pockets, southbound 225 through the DTC, southbound lanes of I-25 out of Thornton and North Glen, and again for your downtown stretch, 38 to Spear. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, high wind warning across the Front Range through noon today. Possible wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour in the city and up to 70 in the foothills. Much cooler with a high of 63. Tonight, partly cloudy. The winds will taper off, low of 40, and currently it's fair and 55. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha, caramel.
Hi. This is Richard Card, Al from TV's Home Improvement. I know a thing or two about cordless power tools. They let you work anywhere and help you get lots of projects done all over the house because they're powered by rechargeable batteries, which, by the way, can be recharged thousands of times. Eventually, though, a rechargeable battery just won't hold a charge. You're going to need a new one. But do you know what to do with the old one? Easy. Recycle it. That's right. Old rechargeable batteries can and should be recycled. It's easy, it's free, and it helps protect the environment. Home improvement centers, hardware stores, and retailers everywhere are participating in the nonprofit nationwide Call to Recycle program. To find a rechargeable battery collection site near you, call 877-2-RECYCLE or visit us online at calltorecycle.org. Together, we can protect the environment by recycling old rechargeable batteries. Please answer the call to recycle.
Multiple sclerosis stops people from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
Just visit am760.net. I'll be there handing out the brand new AM760 bumper stickers that say it's our flag too. And this is the idea that I've been advancing for a long, long time. Let's knock down these stereotypes and characterizations of us, and take back what is essentially not only ours, but everybody else's, which is the American flag, a very important symbol of our patriotism. Now, if you want one of these bumper stickers, you can't make it out this Saturday, come here to South Monaco. Just come right off Bellevue, I-25, come to South Monaco, come into the headquarters here, and walk in and ask for one. And we'll certainly give it to you. And they also have them in Boulder, too, at our Boulder headquarters, right above Mike's camera. That's at, I believe it's at 2800 Pearl Street. But you might want to check that out. I was talking about, the first hour, I was talking about paranoia. And I was talking about the fact that we live in a society where we're scared on a daily basis, and we're scared of something. And there's always something out there, from terrorism, and I'm not going to say that there are not bad people out there that are going to come get us, but as I said yesterday, and I've been saying for the last couple of days, how about this idea? How about we try to face this as adults, and we have nothing to fear but fear ourselves, fear itself, and go after these things and just do the best job that we possibly can, instead of freaking out and being scared all the time, plus there are all these other things that are going on out there. And another example is the TV man, this guy's speaker, who is in the hospital up there on Colorado Boulevard. And the media went crazy over that. And there's global warming. And there's this. And there's that. And am I saying that? And there's immigration, which we talked about yesterday. And the idea that all of this hysteria is being whipped up on this topic, instead of sitting down and realizing that the American way is to compromise, to work things out, give respect to get respect, and to try to come up with a plan that's workable and practical and affordable for everybody, instead of running around on all these extremes. And then finally, the thing that I ask going up to the 7 o'clock hour, and I would love to get an answer from you on this. And as I said, go call your friends. I mean, if they're listening to KBCO, they're listening to KCUV, if they're listening to Morning Edition. And get them to participate or ask them. If what we get from the media is basically negative information from sunup to sundown, with constant discussions of threats, and everybody's out to get us, which goes on all the time, what do you think the effects of that are on the populace of this country at large? Unless you're somebody who shuts yourself off from this totally, completely. I mean, you just don't even hear any of it. And there are people out there that are like that. I mean, you ask them what's going on, they'll tell you. I don't know. We talked a little bit about that the other day. You know, the idea that there are people out there who their first reaction to this stuff is, well, I don't know. And, you know, they're all full of, they all lie. They're all full of, and I just basically go about my life and I basically don't get involved in this. But I maintain that the country, that the country is, it's like we're under some kind of mass psychosis about this stuff. And as I said, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a sociologist, or as Mary used to say to me, a physiciatrist. I'm not one of those. But I notice this behavior of stress in virtually everybody, including myself. I was talking to somebody the other day about that. 5 days a week, for 8 hours at a time, five, six, seven, 8 hours at a time, John Turk and myself sift through negative information. Then we take what we think is the most provocative of that negative information, and we put it out there for you to discuss. And yes, sometimes argue. And sometimes we're not successful. But that's what we do. Now, I've never asked John this question, but I'm going to tell you that it wears on me. Because here's what I don't get. What I don't get is, why can't we, as adults, I consider myself to be an adult, I'm sure you do too, why can't we as adults, why can't we as the adults we put into leadership, why can't we as adults take the view that, yes, we have complex problems. There's no question about that. We have complex problems facing this country. But instead of engaging in extremism and the whipping up of fear and all of this turmoil, and it goes on, I think, on both the left and the right, but instead of going through all of this, why don't we try working some of this stuff out and coming up with something that's workable? Will we get a 100% fix for everything? No. We won't get that because humans are not perfect. So nothing you devise is going to be 100% perfect. But we can at least give it a try. And it seems like we don't even get close. Hot button issues, we've got Iraq. Hot button issue, immigration. Immigration's a huge... I got insulting emails yesterday about this. Well, you're obviously for open borders, and you favor illegal immigrants too much. You know, the only point I was trying to make yesterday was this. Stop demonizing these people. Stop demonizing them. We have a problem. Demonizing them, spreading false information about them, stereotyping them, that's not going to solve anything. What's the problem with illegal immigration? The problem with illegal immigration is we don't know who's coming across our borders. We don't know why they're here. And furthermore, they're not adhering to the laws that we've set up. So we have to come up with a workable solution to fix these things. Okay, let's have a discussion about that. Or do you think it'd be better to make BS statements about they spread leprosy? You know, which Lou Dobbs has been caught a gazillion times with the fact that that figure's not true. That they're killing anywhere between 12 and 24 Americans a day. Well, you go to the Justice Department site, and that information's not there. Or how about Tom Tancredo's ludicrous comment during the Republican debate about English language? And about how bilingual society, show me a, and I'm just paraphrasing, show me a bilingual country, and I'll show you one that doesn't exist. You can't exist if you're a bilingual country. Oh, okay, thank you, man who would be president. I guess there's no such thing as Canada. I guess there's no such thing as Ireland. I guess there's no such thing as, well, say, for instance, Cuba, where they have different dialects. I guess there's no such thing as, well, you could name a bunch of countries where different people live and speak different languages. Now, how do they manage to stay together? Well, you see, scaring you about the English language is a lot more effective at getting attention than actually telling you the truth. See what I'm saying? And that's what I'm talking about here. All right, 303-713-7600. Chime in on this festival of paranoia here this morning.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
For some reason in the video game world, every summer is really slow. Every summer except this one. Because GameStop is changing things with our first ever huge game day summer sale. Right now, save 25 to 50% off new games and accessories throughout the store. That's up to half off tons of great games and gear for all platforms. So turn the long, slow dog days of summer into game days and save 25 to 50% right now at GameStop. See store for details.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
This is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm a jaded Joe.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Defender, you've got to help us. Mole Man has fired his darkening missile towards the sun. It'll put the world in shadow.
Don't worry. Too late to catch the missile. I'll just fly quickly around the Earth in reverse time.
The Red Defender begins to circle the Earth faster and faster until his momentum literally changes Earth's rotation on its axis.
I'm back, citizens. No need to thank me. Strange. It's dark in the middle of the afternoon. And where is everyone? You, old man, with a flashlight.
I was young just a minute ago.
I must have gone the wrong way and sped up time. Whoops. Sorry about that.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. To find out more, go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
We all know we shouldn't do it. We know that talking on the phone while we drive is dangerous. We know that driving while eating lunch is not a smart idea. And we know that driving while tired or drunk can kill. Every 13 minutes, negligent driving costs a life on our nation's highways. Keep your hands on the wheel, your mind on the road. And for more information, go to negligentdriving.com.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony for Red, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How I long to hear you sing beneath the clear blue skies.
A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
For who I am.
Weekdays at 4.
I'm really disappointed that we agree fully.
On AM 760.
I don't know what to say.
Progressive Talk.
Hi. Are you rich? Are you white? Do you look good? Then punishments don't apply to you. I know most of you don't care about this, but check this out. Paris Hilton is out of jail after only serving 3 days. Now, do you think a Latino or an African-American or a poor or middle-class white person would get to spend 3 days of, what was her sentence, 30 days or whatever it was? Do you think that would happen? I don't think so. 303-713-7600, we're talking about living in a world of fear here. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, who wouldn't be scared? When you got Bush and Cheney running the show, who wouldn't be afraid? I mean, this is a terrifying time. You act like everyone's so paranoid. We're not paranoid. These guys are maniacs.
Oh, boy, you're angry, aren't you?
No, I'm not angry. I'm
listen to you. Sure you are. You're angry.
Well, I'm angry at Bush and Cheney. I'm not angry at you.
Well, it sounds like you're angry at everybody.
No, I'm not angry at everybody. I'm just saying,
my point is, you
act like we're all paranoid and that we're irrationally being afraid. Well, come on.
No, I think some people are, and I think that a lot of people are, and I think it's growing all the time. And I think that the problem here is that yeah. The leadership of this country is not good. I think you'd even find people who are members of their own party who would concede that to you and would tell you exactly the same thing, that that they're distressed over what's going on. But I think the key is being scared is not going to fix it. What's going to fix it is we're going to have to take action, and we're going to have to sit down and try to settle these problems and to try to get them worked out instead of being nuts and going crazy every day and being scared. And we're scared. We're scared all the time. And we're not only scared, let me tell you something else, okay? We're also very angry.
Well, yeah, and who wouldn't be?
Well, okay, so you want to sit around and do that, or do you want to sit around and fix the situation?
Well, I want to fix the situation.
All right, well, then fix it.
Well, but, Jay, how do you go about doing that?
Oh, I don't know.
They erase my constitution.
You know what? See, that right there is an over-the-top statement. That right there is not supportable by fact. Give me an example of where your constitutional rights have been erased.
The Military Commissions Act?
Oh, okay, so, all right.
That you continue to glorify,
okay.
Voted for?
All right, Tom, when was the last time you were in jail?
I haven't been in jail in years.
Okay. When was the last time you had your house searched without oath or affirmation?
Never.
Okay. Then.
But do I know that anybody's listening to me talking to you?
Well, people are listening to you talk to me because they can hear you. But how are your constitutional rights at this particular time under a threat? directly. I'm talking about you directly backing up the statement that you just made to me.
How are there? Okay, well, for instance, the President of the United States signed an executive order, which if there's any kind of a crisis in this country, he becomes a dictator.
Okay, but how is that? But how is that?
Rights.
Yeah, okay, but how has that affected you directly?
How does that affect me directly?
No, how has it affected you directly?
It's affected me because I now live in fear that if there's some other kind of horrific hurricane, that this guy can suddenly become my dictator.
Okay, so
that affects me.
Okay, so
I have to live with that.
Okay, so your answer to that is to live in fear. Call me and tell me you're living in fear. But what's your answer on how to correct that?
Well,
I mean, seriously, what's your answer on how to? Okay, seriously, what's your answer on how to correct that?
How to correct it?
Yeah.
Jay, I think that, you know, people like you and your show and being on the airwaves and trying to wake people up.
Okay, but you got to do more than that. Let me ask you a couple of elementary.
What do you want me to do?
Well, I'm going to give you some. I'm going to give you some examples.
All right.
Are you a member of the ACLU?
Am I a member of the ACLU?
Yeah, that's what I ask you.
American Civil Liberties Union?
Yes, that's what I ask you.
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Okay, so I should go join them?
Yes, because who do you think is going to go to bat for your rights in court if something happens? Who do you think is going to fight that legislation? Who do you think is going to raise those questions? The ACLU. So?
Good, okay. I'm learning. Keep talking to me, Jay. Teach me.
All right, well, there's step one. Step two. We have a large field of Democratic candidates running. Got one you like?
Yep. Now, Jay, do we want to get into that? Because
yes, I do.
I went through 8 years of Clinton. It didn't do a lot for me.
Well, you know what? Maybe it didn't do a lot for you, and you're never going to get 100% of what you want because there are no 100% guarantees in life. Well, you know what? Don't change the topic. Just confront the question as I ask you. Do you have a presidential candidate that's out there running that you like?
Do I have one out there that I like?
Yes.
Not really.
Okay. Do you have an issue out there that you're passionate about? Pick one.
Health insurance for all Americans.
Okay, you involved in any organizations that tackles that question?
Yeah, it's called the voting process.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the minimal that's required of you as a citizen. I'm talking about going the extra mile because you seem to be so concerned about it.
Well, Jay, tell me how I go the extra mile.
Well, how you
to
go
make
the extra
sure
mile?
That all of my fellow how, Americans
how you
get
go,
health insurance.
How you go the extra mile is you go on the Internet and you find an organization that is dedicated to bringing to the United States of America the kind of health insurance that you would like to see, and you support and or get involved with that organization. The point I'm trying to make to you with all of this is...
Well, I did that with the Clinton administration.
No, that's the minimal amount. I'm talking about if you're that upset and you're that concerned, then it's time for you to come out of the shadows and stop being afraid and get off your half moons and make something happen. Join the ACLU. Do something. Don't sit there and wait for the apocalypse to come.
No, Jay, now you're painting me out to be some guy who's just...
I'm not painting you out to be anything. I'm asking you these questions, and what you keep telling me is you keep saying, no, you keep saying, well, I voted, you throw up roadblock. I mean, hey, man, take 10 minutes, take 15 minutes, take $5. It won't kill you. It won't lop off your arm. And go a little extra to try to solve the problems facing the country rather than allowing the media and the powers that be to sit there and cow you down and make you scared. Because being scared is not going to get anything done. And if we'd been scared during World War II, what do you think would have happened? If we would have said, well, panic. You would have thought, that doesn't work. You got to get over that, and you got to pick your little turf, your little area. I'm not saying 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm just talking about your little area,
and
do something about it.
All right, you've nailed me, Jay, and I've listened. But now, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right. When Turkey is talking about going into Kurdistan, offsetting the entire region, when Iran is talking about they're just going to take out Israel, when China is talking about we're just going to call out the U.S. on their debt, and when that dumbbell George Bush is sitting down and meeting with the Russian President Putin today, don't you think that that's all a little bit concerning?
Well, I think it's concerning, but I don't think it's grounds for being scared.
Well, okay, but Jake, I don't think that we're all sitting in corners going, oh my God, I'm scared. I think we're just realizing this is a very dangerous time.
Well, I think everybody realizes that the country is off course, that there are terrible things going on, that there are bad things in the news every single day. But the problem here with this is that people are being whipped up to extremes, and also people have this belief that there's absolutely not a thing that they can do about it. And I don't care where you sit on the political spectrum. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me about it is that 20 minutes or 30 minutes or $25 or a membership in a fabulous organization like the ACLU, you know, that's not going to kill you.
Okay,
what it's going to do is it's going to help. And if everybody bands together, okay, looks for common ground, and tries to fix things, do you think we'd be better off or worse off?
Well, that's what I think a lot of people are wondering, is that, you know, because look at all the effort that's being made by all these people, Jay. Everybody's trying hard. I mean, look at poor Cindy Sheehan had to throw in the towel.
Oh, you know what? You know what? That's a bad example. That's a bad example because there are hundreds of thousands of people who you never read about, who never get any press, who are working every day to try to change things, who are involved in organizations that badly need money, and they badly need volunteers, and they badly need help, and they don't get headlines like Cindy Sheehan. Okay? So...
Well, that's my point. There's a lot of people out there doing these things, Tom.
What choice do you have? Do you have any choice? You can either sit there and whine and throw up roadblocks.
No, I don't want to do that.
Then get off your ass and do something.
All right. So you're telling me get up off my half-mans, join the ACLU, and get out there and
Or find some other organization that interests you.
Well, ACLU is interesting. I like the ACLU.
Okay, go to ACLU Colorado and check them out, man. They're the ones that are going to go to court, and they're going to fight all these battles for us.
All right, Jay, I appreciate your optimism.
Well, Tom, I don't think we have any choice.
No. We don't just want to sit around and just watch the whole thing just turn into an inferno.
No, we don't have any choice. We have no choice.
All right, you cheered me up a little bit. Thanks, Jay.
You got it, man. Call me anytime.
Tell John he's the man, and yeah, Prince, God, 50 years old, frightening.
Well, you want to hear some more Prince?
Yeah, play some more Prince.
You got it, man. Coming up.
Later.
See ya. Prince it is for the man. 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Major delays pretty much now on the north side of town. Southbound 25 stacked up from 120th all the way toward I-70. Got peak volume now into downtown as well for those southbound lanes. And looks like eastbound 270 struggling across Commerce City. 225, not too bad, although it's a little bogged down both directions between Parker and Mississippi. We don't have any wrecks, but we've got those high winds. Definitely a problem for the foothills. Chains required in the high country on US 6 over the Loveland Pass. Weather outlook today, high wind warning across the Front Range through noon.
Marine Corps Sergeant Andy Robinson was paralyzed when his Humvee was blown up in Iraq. Paralyzed Veterans of America helped Andy get all the health care and benefits he's entitled to. To support paralyzed veterans, go to pva.org.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
The only thing better than playing video games is playing more video games for less money, which is why GameStop is having our first ever huge game day sale. Right now, save 25 to 50% on new games and accessories throughout the store. That's up to half off of tons of great games, cool gear, and top titles that'll carry you through the summer. So come in now and get more games for less money with 25 to 50% savings during game days, only at GameStop. See store for details.
So nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Congratulations.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family, that you've decided to quit smoking. It's the first step you can take to protect your baby's health. We can help you quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide, just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And I don't know about you, but that's the kind of lawyers I want.
We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Well, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local The Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good,
better,
Bear.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hello, Prince. Vermont man Thomas. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of showers today. High of 63, only about a 10% chance. By the way, here's some information. We're talking about being scared and about just the fact that people seem to be, they just seem to be nuts. And the American public is, you know, we're constantly bombarded, too, by bad information. But here's some good, bad news. But here's some good information, particularly if you back Barack Obama. Which I do. He is set to once again beat Hillary Clinton in fundraising this quarter. So that's good news. Now, I gave him a little money yesterday to help him out, but then I started thinking, well, I really like John Edwards too. So I turn around and give John Edwards some money. I couldn't resist. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's from Jacob. This is a typical instant message that drives me crazy. Immigrants think we don't like them. Well, example, a group of them come to Denny's and order their meals in perfect English and start to speak their country's language, then wonder why we don't talk to them. We have nothing in common. Huh? That makes no sense at all. Are you trying to say to me that if you talk to them in English, they wouldn't answer you back in English if they could speak English to begin with?
The brown hordes are coming to get us.
I mean, we should all be asking this question. What can brown do for you? Let's go to Tom in Bailey. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Tomas. No? Gone? History. Let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hey, man, I'm okay.
Hey, did you happen to get that cassette tape that I mailed you? By chance? I mailed you one to your station there. It was from that sensational Alex Harvey band record that I was telling you about a while back. I made a recording and I...
No, I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, bummer. I sent it to your studio. I hope you get it.
Well, I haven't got... Do you, have you seen it, John? No, because I haven't seen it, man. And if I had, I'd tell you, and I haven't. And the only thing I've gotten is a guy's CD, which I believe contains surf music, which we're going to play on the air. I just haven't gotten around to doing that, but I haven't seen anything else.
Well, I sure hope you do, because on the flip side of the Sensation Alex Harvey Band, I have a bootleg Jimi Hendrix with Dave Mason that played on him.
Oh, man, we haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, I hope you check your mailbox there. Maybe somebody will find it for you.
All right, I'm going to go down to the mailroom. You know what? I'm going down to the mailroom today when I get off and ask.
Dave Mason plays on this thing, man. It's so cool because he gives him recognition. There's only four songs on it, but it's so cool.
Oh, it must be good.
Yeah, it is. Anyhow, being afraid? Yeah, you bet I am. Only of the administration, not of the Middle East, because they don't have boats. You know, and they keep saying, oh, they're going to come and follow us over here. They don't got any boats. You know, I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about Bush and Cheney. You know, I wake up and I'm thinking, okay, what's going to go on today? And it's not paranoia. It's just a little bit of fear that these clowns, these little nunniks that are running our country, you know, you gotta admit that, you know, you wake up in the morning and you think, all right, what do I talk about today? What do I get the audience fired up about today? You really don't have to work hard at it because of these guys.
Well, I can't do them every single day either. I'm amazed, and, well, I've said it to Brian Katulis. I might as well just say it publicly now. It borders on disbelief sometimes. I really think, and I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm none of those things, but I really believe this. I really believe that Dick Cheney, I really believe that George W. Bush, and I really believe that some of the people that surround them, I really believe that they're mentally ill. Now, I really believe that. And if there's a conservative out there who takes offense at that, I urge you to call me and to tell me why you think that I'm wrong and that I shouldn't be saying these things. But I think that they are. I really think that they are. And the reason I think they are is because they continue to engage in the same... all right, even if you don't want to call it destructive, they continue to engage in the same behavior, and they don't reap any results. Now, is that the example, okay, is that the example of a well-adjusted, normal human being, or is that the example of somebody who's got a problem?
I think those boys were hit on the head when they were kids, and, that's...
Okay, but I'm not scared of them.
When I mean fear and being afraid, Jay, I mean being afraid for the old people that aren't going to be able to heat their homes and have their medicine at the same time because they've jacked the rates up, because they've taken care of their corporate buddies and not given a darn about us.
Yeah, but that's not the kind of fear I'm talking about. The kind of fear I'm talking about is the kind of fear that stresses people out, that haunts them, that makes them like, oh, my God, there's something bad is going to happen right around the corner. And, and we ought to be afraid. We ought to be very afraid. And the whole thing that keeps getting repeated time after time, and that if terrorists don't get you, the TV man will.
Yep.
And we keep going at all this stuff. And all of this bombardment of this stuff, and if there's a doctor out there who wants to correct me, please call up and correct me. But I think it's got to be causing mental illness.
Oh, they're screwballs. Yeah, and they've done 7 years' worth of damage to the American mind. And, you know, I can add to that being afraid for old people and stuff like that, you know. But I'm also afraid that, you know, like you say, the Turkish are taking action now against the Kurds. You got W trying to tick off Putin. I mean, that's what... I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of the terrorists because, like I said, they don't have boats. I'm afraid of those guys. I'm afraid of what they'll do and what they're deceiving, and Gonzalez tearing up the judicial system. That makes me very afraid because our country, man, I mean, we're all based on that judicial system. And if you don't have it, I'm very afraid of that idiot Gonzalez and things like that. I'm not afraid of the Arabs and the terrorists and all that. That's just, you know... That, set that aside. I'm afraid of all the clowns that are in that White House. That's what makes me afraid.
See, I'm not in the least bit scared of Gonzalez, because you know what's going to happen to him?
You think he's going to get the boot?
Yep.
You think so?
Yes, it'll take a while, but he will.
Wow. They can't afford that, Jay.
Well, they're
going to have Attorney General
well,
in there, and they're going to rip them apart.
They're not going to have any choice because members of his own party are asking for it. And when you start getting into that territory, the way politics... I would be shocked, and maybe I'll get on the air and tell you that I was shocked and I was wrong, but I would be shocked if he's around in September.
That would be awesome.
All right, brother.
Hey, look for that tape. I hope you enjoy it, and... If you could, play Giddy Up, one of your intros, man. That'd be so cool to hear that drumming on Giddy Up.
You got it, pal.
Hey, have a good morning.
Thanks, Doug.
Bye.
Let's go to Dan in Aurora. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I think, yeah, we're afraid, but I think we're conditioned to be afraid by the administration. If you believe what they say... You know, the only thing that's keeping a terrorist from coming here is that they've got to go to Iraq first. We have an irrational fear based on irrational information. Yeah.
Well, I think you're right about that. I think that's absolutely true. They keep beating that drum all the time about us being scared.
Particularly in the last election, you know, be afraid, vote Republican.
Is that any way to lead a country, though, is to make people fearful, or do you try to give them... Do you try to give them a degree of trust and confidence to overcome the problems that face you?
Right. I think it's up to our leadership to calm down our country, to say, hey, you know, we can overcome this. This is an issue we can deal with. It just seems like our government's just pumping out fear to us.
God, how do we get from Roosevelt, where we have nothing to fear but fear itself, how did we get there to where we are now?
That would be interesting to go through. Yeah. Yeah, because I think that's one of the things about the greatest generation. I think that maybe the greatest generation was the greatest generation because they had the greatest leadership. The people cared. And I think that's the difference.
I think you're right. Thanks, Dan.
Okay. Good luck, Jake.
Take care.
Nice talking to you.
You too.
Bye now.
Here's Vic in Centennial. Vic, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, that last comment that man made when he first started blew my mind. He said irrational fear from irrational information. Did you guys forget about 9/11 or what?
No, I think that's always a convenient place to go. Is about 9/11. No,
I mean,
I think
9/11 is something tangible. I mean, how could it be irrational?
Well, hold on, and I'll explain.
Okay.
I think that the administration forgot about 9/11. I mean, they used it, and they use it now still, to try to justify what they've done. But the information that we were given about Iraq and the stuff that was fed to us was irrational, and it was lies. And the fact is that the people who did 9/11, information that's given, anytime you question any reasoning whatsoever for what we're doing now at the current time, then you inevitably get the talking point about 9/11. 9/11 was a terrible, terrible thing. Nobody's disputing that. But when you have something really bad happen to you, you either have two choices. You either react to it in a positive manner, and you try to fix what's wrong, or what you do is you turn around in a manipulative, terrible way and inject fear into the public consciousness so that the public becomes reliant upon you. It's an age-old trick. And that's...
You wanna go? All of you who wanna go to college, wanna go? You best listen to this knowledge. Listen. You gotta be a go-getter, cause it's hard to get there. Get up in their face, get up in their space, so ask for help, and do not stop. KnowHowToGo.org, let's ride.
That was Farnsworth Bentley with Wanna Go. For more college info, visit KnowHowToGo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
As a dad, you probably taught your son how to hit a baseball, but have you taught him what not to hit? Teach him early that all violence against women is wrong. For tips, visit endabuse.org, brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, and Ad Council.
Deep Progressive Talk.
What's your pleasure? Whether it's championship golf, exquisite dining, or spa indulgence.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's traveling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Spring is here, school's almost out, temperatures are rising, and people are gearing up for the home buying season. Ty Pennington here with a valuable tip for buying your next home. Realtor.com. Searching for a home just got easier. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, take virtual tours, and do it all online at the number one real estate site. So start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
The motto of the Air Force Reserve Pararescuemen is that others may live. We train to any environment, any situation. It could be up on a mountain, on a cliff, it could be in the ocean, it could be a dive mission, it could be out in the desert or the jungle, Arctic, and that's what makes us unique. When you go and you rescue these people, the look on their faces is extremely gratifying. That's the reward in itself. I'm Captain John Fish, and very proud to be a member of the Air Force Reserve.
Loss and hair restoration, because we're going to send you a free report and DVD that separates fact from fiction, so you'll learn the difference between bogus hair growth products and a proven medical solution, the world's only permanent solution, one that's affordable on nearly every budget, is used by hundreds of celebrities and professional athletes, and has been featured in Newsweek, The Wall Street Journal, and The New York Times. When it comes to hair loss, you're going to be blown away by what you learn. And you'll never look at hair loss or hair restoration the same way again. Call now for your free report and DVD. 1-800-700-1798. Come on, we dare you to call for the free report and DVD. Call Bosley today at 1-800-700-1798. It's time you rethink hair loss. For your free report and DVD, call 1-800-700-1798. 1-800-700-1798.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we've bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You, too, can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-549-8053. 800-549-8053. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-549-8053.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Oh, I love it. It's 7:55, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sun chance showers, high today 63. We're talking about fear and paranoia. Stones. All right. I was talking to Vic about 9/11. He was asking if we forgot about 9/11, and I got to bring him back out of the phone zone here. Okay, Vic, go ahead, man. It's your turn. Respond.
Okay. Well, you know, Jay, you know, I'm not using 9/11 as a convenient rebuttal. I'm using it in context of what you all were saying a minute ago with respect to rational fears and fears. I mean, do you think the threat is gone? Do you think that 9/11 could never happen again in America?
No, that's not what I'm saying, and I clearly said it earlier in the hour, that there are bad people out there who are intent on doing bad things, and you're always going to have that, and there is a threat. But the way to react to that threat is not to fear it. The way to react to it is to stand up to it and do your very level-headed best to try to fix the situation and learn from your mistakes and avoid further attacks instead of having these things come along in which
what do you think just happened in New York City?
Right. But that just shows you didn't read it. You didn't read the story deeper. You know, two of the people that are involved in that. Do you know what they turned out to be?
What conspiracy theory did you get that from? I mean, the facts are facts. I mean, they twirled.
Oh, okay. All right. So, do you want to sit there and laugh, or do you want me to tell you where I got it from? Well, you can laugh all you want. I mean, you're the one who's being fooled. It's not my problem.
No, I'm not being fooled.
Right, tell me about the people who are involved in this. Tell me about them. What's wrong, Vic? Don't you have any information?
Tell me about them. I don't read the conspiracy theory sites that you do. Okay.
Well, wait a minute. How do you know what I read if you never ask me?
I listen to CNN. I listen to Fox. I listen to MSNBC.
Wait a minute. You just cited two sources of mine. So you're watching the same thing, but you didn't see it, right? I got it from CNN. I got it from MSNBC. I got it from the New York Times. I got it from the Washington Post. Excuse me. I'm not done. Excuse me. No, the bottom line is.
No, wait a minute.
You know what? The bottom line is that I'm not done, and I just want to get these last couple of thoughts out that I got it from CNN, MSNBC, and I also got it from the Associated Press, and I also got it from what the mayor of New York, Bloomberg, had to say. That's where I got it from. Now, I put Vic on hold, but Vic evaporated. So, all right, Vic. Now, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about and what I've talked about time and time again. I just ask you that if I'm wrong, you tell me what it is that you know about these guys. Well, it turns out that one of these guys is a drug addict. And the other guy is a homeless person. And that experts say that logistically and technically they could have never blown up the fuel lines. But you're right, Vic. I got it off some conspiracy site. The same conspiracy site that you got it off of.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-400-6717. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Seems like just yesterday, Paris Hilton went to jail.
I'm scared, but I'm being strong, and I'm ready to face my sentence.
In fact, it was Sunday night. Now a website says she's out. Harvey Levin is with TMZ.com, a celebrity gossip and news site.
She was released very early this morning under the same subterfuge that she went in under. And she is a free woman again.
Live to CBS's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. What's the latest, Steve?
Well, Frank, the Sheriff's Department will neither confirm nor deny this report. However, the Sheriff's Department will be having a news conference shortly. If Paris Hilton has been released, the likely reason is overcrowding at the jail. Last year, another actress, Michelle Rodriguez, was released from the same jail after just a few hours. She had been sentenced to 2 months in jail, Frank.
Hilton was expected to serve 23 days for violating her probation in a reckless driving case. Underway now at the G8 summit, what could be a tense face-off, CBS's Mark Noller is with the president in Germany.
The meeting was intended by President Bush to calm Putin's fears about the defensive missiles the U.S. wants to place in Poland, which Russia regards as a threat in its own backyard. Mr. Bush went into the meeting ready to reassure Putin that no threat is intended, that the Cold War is over, and the U.S. does not regard Russia as the enemy. The missiles are intended to guard against an attack from Iran or other rogue state.
Scientists say they may have found a way to revolutionize stem cell research. Three different groups of researchers were able to convert the skin of mice into stem cells that could be used to replicate any body tissue.
Can make everything, can make brain and liver and a whole animal, actually. So this is quite an amazing thing.
If the technique can work for humans, it could avoid the ethical concerns raised by embryonic stem cell research. But Professor Rudolf Jenisch says that's no reason to stop working on embryonic cells. Mourners gathered at a Kansas church last night to remember Kelsey Smith, the missing 18-year-old whose body was found a few hours earlier. Her father, Greg, spoke to the congregation.
Her excitement and passion for life was unmatched. She lived more in 18 years than many people do, with a great deal more time.
Police have arrested the man they believe was seen on a surveillance tape following the teenager into and out of a Target department store in Overland Park, Kansas. In West Hartford, Connecticut, police have found a missing 15-year-old locked in a hidden closet in the home owned by a man who her stepfather knew. A cell phone is nothing to die for, but police in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, say a man there did lose his life trying to retrieve a phone that had fallen into a storm drain.
It appears he lost his balance and went headfirst into the storm sewer. There was just over a foot of water in the bottom of the sewer. Due to the position that he was in, he was unable to extricate himself.
In Durham, North Carolina, a 16-year-old boy drowned trying to get the cell phone that fell into a lake while he was fishing. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 7 points. NASDAQ is down 2.5. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
For most people, there's no substitute for instant gratification. Yet some people can wait if something better's coming along. At Orbitz, in a desperate attempt to feel popular, we're giving you both. So, if you book the hotel and flight you want together on Orbitz, you'll save now. And you'll save $250 later when you customize a package to Hawaii, Mexico, or the Caribbean. Instant gratification now and the $250 savings later.
Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead. Save $250 on qualifying 5-plus night vacations, travel and book by March 31st, 2008. Subject to availability, see site for terms and conditions.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. High winds are being blamed for a whole lot of problems across the Front Range, everything from downed power lines to broken tree limbs to smashed windows and signs.
You had to be careful even walking around out there, it about blow you over, you know.
The winds also responsible for delaying or canceling dozens of flights out of DIA last evening.
The airport is operating pretty normally. The airlines did cancel some flights because of the strong winds.
Now, the winds continue this morning, although they have died down a bit and should be gone by midday. A snow advisory still in effect for the central and northern mountains, and much of the rest of Colorado should see cooler than normal weather today. Forecasters say snow level will drop to near 8,000 feet, 6 inches of snow could fall on the higher mountain passes. And the family of that lawyer with a rare strain of tuberculosis released part of a tape recording in which a health official is heard saying the man was not contagious and did not need to be isolated. Andrew Speaker's father acknowledged on CNN's Larry King Live, though, that the audio is only a portion of that taped conversation. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Got a couple of major problems. Westbound I-70, a crash between Havana and Peoria, slowing down the highway through there. Remember, too, we still have that Chambers on-ramp to westbound I-70 off-limits for cleanup. Problems for your I-25 commute, multi-car wreck, southbound 25 at Colorado, had a left lane blocked, so expect to hit those backups as you head through the bridges. High winds continuing to affect your drive along the I-25 corridor all the way from the New Mexico state line to Fort Collins. You want to be careful, too, along the foothills, Colorado 93, and in and around Boulder. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, high wind warning in effect across the Front Range through noon today. We'll have a much cooler day with a high of 63 tonight, partly cloudy, decreasing winds, and a low of 40. Currently, it's fair and 57. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tom Hilton says take the freeway to Freeway Forward, and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88, only at Freeway Forward at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Remember when you got mad when I gave you that vacuum for Mother's Day?
Remember? I nearly fed it to you.
Well, I've got a way for you to get me back.
Yeah?
You can get me a vacuum for Father's Day, and then we'll call it even.
What a noble gesture.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can get Dad the 6-gallon rigid wet dry vac for just $29.97. The Home Depot, proud sponsor of Father's Day. You can do it. We can help. Good through June 24th in U.S. only. See store for details. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 8077 is after 8. AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Slight chance of thunder showers. About a 10% chance and a high of 63. Barack Obama's Walk for Change is coming up. That's this Saturday, June 9th, 9 a.m. South High School, 1700 East Louisiana. For more information, go to am760.net. I'll be out there. Hope to see you there, and we'll be handing out brand new AM760 bumper stickers. And if you want one, just come by here right off of I-25, take Bellevue to Monaco, and walk right in the door and say, hey, give me one of those stickers. And we certainly will. You know, so very telltale about that last caller before we got up to the top of the hour was, you can always tell that when they... I started laughing like he was laughing when I was trying to cite those sources about the JFK airport, big, huge conspiracy there, the big, huge terrorist problem there, and how the story is slowly but surely coming unraveled, and it doesn't appear to be what they say it is. He starts laughing and then disappears, and he's gone. And you know, that's a constant frustration. And I've asked you about this. I mean, how do you get through to guys like that? I mean, how do you deal with them? Oh, is he back? Well, now he thinks we're going to pick this back up again? You know, that's what they all say. Like, you hung up on me. Yeah, right. I mean, so now what? Do we want to go back and revisit this again? Or do we want to move on to something else? Or do I want to listen to this guy laugh like a hyena when I pointed out what are considered to be mainstream news sources? Some of them that he quoted. MSNBC, CNN, The New York Times, Mayor Bloomberg. Yeah, he's a conspiracy addict, I'll tell you right now. So should I entertain this? No, don't leave it up to me, John. I'm asking for a critical judgment on your part as a key player and a member of this show.
Finish up with them.
All right, I didn't hang up on you, Vic. I mean, I don't know where you got that idea, but go ahead.
I'm sorry, Jay. I apologize for laughing. You're right. That wasn't right.
Well, I mean, look.
If you disagree with me,
I mean, then you either have two things.
Yeah,
you
I'm
either
always,
can you, hold on. You can either accept what the sources that I cited, or you can come up with some of your own.
Okay, I'm willing to move on to something else. Like I said, I didn't want to entertain it anymore. I just have one question. I agree with you. There's been a ton of mistakes in the past 6 years that have really screwed up a lot of stuff. And for the past 6 years, the only thing the Democrats have done was point those mistakes out and complain and whine.
Well, that's because if you understood and know how your system of government works and how the Congress works, when you sit in the minority party, there's very little that you can do.
There's a lot you can do. You can bring stuff to the table.
No.
Create a
no.
Yes, you can. You can
no,
bring
I'm
stuff
sorry.
To the table.
No.
You can create a mandate.
Okay.
You can create situations where you allow the president to veto whatever you're bringing to the table.
No, you know what? You know what? I really hate to say this to you, but you really need to go get a civics book, because you need to understand that you cannot get anything, for instance, on the House of the, on the floor of the House of the Representatives, nor can you get anything going in the Senate, unless the majority party allows it to come up. They can stop it and stall it in committee, and they do it routinely all the time, and they did it during the 6 years that this president has been in office. And as a matter of fact, the Democrats at one time wanted to hold a hearing on 9/11 and also wanted to hold a hearing on terrorism. And Dennis Hastert, who is the Speaker of the House and a member of the GOP, would not allow them to do that. They also wanted to hold a hearing on the whole CIA Valerie Plame issue. And so they had to go into the basement of the Capitol and get a room, and they had to hold it there because they were not allowed to discuss it on the floor of the House of Representatives. Now,
that happens in politics all the time.
No, it does not happen. No, I'm sorry, but it doesn't. No, but I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It doesn't happen all the time. And the fact is that no one was worse than the leadership, particularly of the House of Representatives, than the GOP. And let me ask you this question. In order to override a presidential veto, how many votes in the Senate do you have to have?
63, I think.
Okay. Now, do the Democrats possess 63 votes?
Gee, look, I don't know
because I'm tired of this.
I do about civics, but I want to ask you a question, very important question. In a couple of years, as of right now, the Democrats are in power as far as the House and Senate. In a couple of years, they're going to have the two branches of government. Okay.
We can only hope.
Exactly. They're going to have the two. As a matter of fact, believe it or not, I'm going to fire the last election, I fired a bunch of Republicans, and I plan on firing a couple more Republicans the next time I vote. But the fact of the matter is, what do you think is going to change in a positive way or when either Hillary or Obama gets elected?
Well, I hope that it will be Obama, but I could be wrong.
Okay, but what is he going to do? I mean, how is he going to...
Well, you asked me...
How is he going to fix the corporate problem? You complain about the corporate buddies of the Republicans and all these problems. What are they going to do about that?
Well, you asked me. Do you want me to answer?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, well, thanks. All right. First thing I think that's going to happen is we're going to get into a serious and hopefully a workable solution for the health care problem that this country faces. Second of all, we are going to finally and hopefully get out of Iraq, which was a wrong move. Third
well,
of all,
Hillary gets elected. That's going to happen the day after she gets elected.
No.
She already promised that.
Well, you know what? I'm not backing her, but she may have said that. But you have the President of the United States here the other day talking about how what he would like to see is he would like to see us have an open-ended commitment such as what we have in South Korea. So hopefully, and I believe that this will happen, I believe that we'll end our involvement there, stop the squandering of money and lives there, and get out. I hope we'll have a more sane foreign policy. I also believe that they will do something about... I'm reading something. It's just coming across the screen. I hope they'll do something about media consolidation, and I believe that they will because they've talked about that. And there's a whole list of items, including education. There's a whole and also immigration. There's a whole list of items here.
There's a lot of hope. You know, there's a lot of hopes. But what have they come up with? What have they placed on the table?
Well,
as of
I think
today?
All right. What have they placed as of today? I think what you need to do is go and look at the 100-hour agenda that Nancy Pelosi put forward when she became the first woman Speaker of the House, and go look and to see how much of that they've achieved, and the majority of what they put forward, they achieved. And if you want to know what the Democrats are going to do, if we're lucky enough to get the White House, then you need to go and you need to pick an individual candidate who you're interested in and go read what their plans are. Both Barack Obama and John Edwards both have concrete plans as far as health care, education, as far as the economy, and also as far as foreign policy. They have them on their websites. You can go read them anytime, or you can pick anybody else you care to look at.
Do you think they're good plans?
Yes, I do. I think Barack Obama's plan is very good, and I think John Edwards is very good as well.
Well, I really do hope you're right, and because I plan on voting for one of those guys, believe it or not, because I want to put the Democrats in full power and see if they can do what they claim they can do.
Well, let me just tell you this. Let me tell you this, Vic. And this is reality. We're talking about human beings being involved here. You are never going to get 100% of what you want from anybody. You might get 80 to 85 to 90%. But American politics are based and built on the idea that at some point you have to meet in the middle and you have to compromise. Whether you like it or not, that's the way things are. And when you don't have checks and balances and you don't have that compromise, then what ends up happening is you go off track. So the only thing you can do, which is what I was talking about the first hour, is the only thing you can do is get involved and try to make some kind of change within the world that you control and within what you're able to do. And so for me, I join organizations, I give support, and I volunteer time, and I get involved. And that's all you can do, man. But you can't call me and tell me that, well, you can, but this administration or that the GOP in the last 6 years or even since 1994 has done the right things, because they haven't done the right things. Now, there are Democrats who do not do the right things. You're always going to have that. But you know something? Until people come up with a better system, I think we got a pretty good one. Does it need tuning up? Does it need fixing? Yes. We should have public financing of campaigns. We should cut out lobbyists and, you know, a lot of the need for these folks to raise big money to run. But that's starting to slowly change, and it's starting to slowly change because the Internet is bringing people empowerment. So things will get better, but it's not going to do any good to either sit around and be scared and be paranoid, nor is it going to do any good to pretend that, you know, things are okay when they're clearly not okay, and that those of us who call these things into question, you know, we're not reading conspiracy sites, and we're not being involved in la la land. Now, there are people out there with far out ideas. I agree with you there, and they're on both sides. But there's a lot of stuff out there that you can just, for instance, go see in the mainstream media. All you got to do is go look and dig for it. But this notion that the Democrats have been in control and that when you're a minority party, that you don't control anything. You don't control the agenda. And if you don't control the agenda and you don't have that power, then it makes it virtually impossible to get anything done. And it also makes it virtually impossible to be heard 9 times out of 10.
Well, you know, you're all talking about wanting to get out of Iraq, and I agree with you. I think we should get out. It's going to be another, you know, I think it's going to be another Israel thing where they've been fighting for 60 years. It's not going to get any better. You know, I think we should get out. What has, now that the Democrats have the power to bring things to the floor and so forth, and bring things to the president's table, what have they brought to the table to get us out of Iraq?
Well, they've tried numerous times to introduce funding bills that have timetables and benchmarks, but in the Senate, they can't muster the votes in order to get around the president. And one of the reasons they can't muster the votes is because the Democrats, number one, don't have wide enough control of the Senate. And also, you've got people in there like Joseph Lieberman and Bill Nelson, who's a Democrat from Nebraska, and they don't support it.
Yeah, but they're bringing what's called, you know, the so-called unbinding resolutions. I mean, why not bring a binding resolution to the table and see what happens?
Well, they tried to. They tried to build in timelines, and they tried to build in withdrawal into the last funding bill, but they realized that they couldn't work it out. They couldn't get it going because they can't make it happen in the Senate. And what they don't want to do, and I was angry about that, but now I realize that maybe there's some degree of being smart about this, that they realize that the American people, polls indicate this, that they're tired of the fighting and the bickering, and that you got to try in some way, shape, or form to move forward. Now, at least what we have is, at least now we've got two things going on. We've got a genuine feeling that consensus about this problem will have to come to a head in September, and you've now got bipartisan senators, both Republicans and Democrats, who are now starting to speak out and insist that the Bush administration pay attention to the Baker-Hamilton report, which the Bush administration basically rejected and ignored. Is it 100%? Is it all the icing on the cake? No. But what it indicates is you're starting to see movement. And as we move closer to September, my friend, you're going to see more movement. Because the surge, in the words of Bush's own nominee, to be war czar, okay, or terror czar, whatever the hell you want to call it, even he admits today, not from a conspiracy site, but it's on CNN and the New York Times, it's all over the place, that the surge is failing.
Well, Jay, with respect to that, the surge, and with respect to, you know, what's going on in Iraq and whether we should get out or not, you know, I'm with you 100% on that. We need to get out. You know, I'm just not a hardline conservative, and, you know, I don't follow the rest of the sheet, you know. But, you know, I agree with you on that.
Well, the best thing you can always do is think for yourself. Thanks for calling back, man. I appreciate it.
All right.
8:23, 23 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So Paris Hilton is out of jail and now has to wear an ankle bracelet because they blame prison overcrowding. OJ, don't talk about Paris Hilton. There's more important things. Yeah, okay, except if you're like a person of color behind bars who would never get that break. Hi! I'm blonde, I'm white, I'm rich!
What you doing?
Watching Mr. Miller. He's on his computer. See him through the window?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. He's looking at leafguard.com.
That's the gutter that never clogs. It's ruined all our squirrely fun and backed up gutters and kept all those humans off their ladder.
Quick, distract him. I've got an idea.
What are you doing? No, not that wire.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
At 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
825, 25 minutes after 8. Oh, my good buddy Joanne sent me an email and said, "Hi, Jay. Not that it matters, but Bill Nelson is from Florida, not Nebraska. Ben Nelson is from Nebraska. Bill Nelson is the ex-astronaut from Florida." Joanne, thank you for keeping me honest. Hey, think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. You know, like justice? Like you get sentenced to 20-some-odd days in the slammer for violating your parole, and you get out in three? I'm really upset about this. And then, of course, you always get these calls from people. Race? Economics? Like, this is 2007. It doesn't matter anymore. So Paris is under house arrest. Well, how hard is that going to be? Anyway, think about the things that become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Atari's replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. Your glasses can be replaced by normal vision. And you know who can do this? I'll tell you who can do it. Icon LASIK Center. Corrective vision is not some far-off futuristic dream. It's happening right now. And Icon's experienced surgeons want to help you make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye. And Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like intralace and bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling today, 720-524-1001, 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at IconDenver.com. That's I like the letter, Denver.com.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
I'll identify myself as an evil conservative who nonetheless enjoys your good humor and your point of view. I like listening to your show.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, well, I'd rather talk to you than...
I want to be polite.
I know, but they've trained you so well in conservative talk radio. Now, the rules there don't apply here.
They're more fun than most of them.
Of course, because being a liberal is freeing. It makes you funny.
Randy Rhodes.
I'm very grateful for who I am.
Weekdays at 4.
I'm really disappointed that we agree fully.
On AM 760.
I don't know what to say.
Progressive Talk.
Mama told me when I was young.
Yeah, I'm not a big Leonard Skinner fan, but this is a good song. Hey, 29 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of showers. High today, 63, about a 10% chance of that happening. All right, let's move to open phones now. We'll do it early. Oh, John wants me. Well, John and I are both mad about this, but I imagine most of you would probably think that this is, like, above you and don't get into this, but I really think it's true. The fact that, yeah, Paris Hilton's all over the tube now, and because she gets 40 days house arrest, she gets out from underneath that original sentence, which was, what, 28 days or 26 or something in that area, and they blame it on... jail overcrowding. Really? How come there's no poor people or people of color being released? Well, because if you're blonde, you're white, and you're rich, then, hey, have at it.
We just had a listener call in and ask if she was thrown out for, if she was in her own cell, then why was she thrown out for overcrowding?
Well, why do you think? You obviously know why. We all know why.
Yeah, of course.
Because she got money, because she's not your average run-of-the-mill prisoner.
40 days of house arrest instead.
Yeah. How rough is 40 days? I'll take 40 days of house arrest. How rough can that be? 40 days of house arrest.
Yeah, give me a 40-day vacation where I can't leave my house and just watch
right.
TV and listen to music.
Yeah, I'll just watch TV, you're right, listen to music, and play with my Xbox 360 and order stuff off the Internet.
I wonder if she's allowed visitors.
Well, that's an interesting question. That I don't know.
We'd be spending 30 days in the hole, man, if it was you or me.
Oh, yeah, of course. We never see the light of day. They make us serve the whole thing. I mean, how does the LA Sheriff's Department, which operates the jail there, how do they get away with that? Why does society accept this? And say, well, it's okay. See, it just further puts forward the notion that justice cuts on a dime, and that for people who have money, there's no justice. I mean, they can do what they want to do, and the hell with it. Like, it's going to be interesting to see how much time Scooter Libby serves.
How much of the 30 months you think he'll serve?
Yeah, see,
half of it?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. If I had to bet, if we were at the roulette tables,
I'd say a year.
I'd say half that or less. And he'll be out. And how about the Republican nominees in the debate? Rudy Giuliani, former prosecutor. Oh. The sentence for Scooter Libby was harsh and excessive. Oh, really? And you mean lying to a grand jury? That's harsh and excessive? And then, who else? Was it Sam Brownback, I guess, said they would pardon him? And there are people out there who believe that he didn't do any wrong. Like, telling the truth under oath is not one of the cornerstones of our democracy, one of the cornerstones of our justice system. Oh, but Jay, what about Bill Clinton? Well, what about Bill Clinton? I don't think what Bill Clinton did was right. I never said it was. So you can't shop that one by me, but those are two different situations. One, we're talking about a sex case. The other, we're talking about lying under oath and obstructing justice in a case involving national security. And, of course, then you've got those people on the oddball right who are still trying to perpetrate the idea that Valerie Plame was not undercover and no crime was committed. Unbelievable how these folks like are in print and you know, are not only in print, but they're also like in the media, and they say this stuff day after day, and it's delusional, and it's wrong. I mean, it's lying. It's just basically lying to the American public about this stuff. And I guarantee you that if they popped us for perjury or obstruction of justice or even violating our probation or drunk driving for the I don't know how manyth time, do you think that they would let us out for overcrowding? Hell no. We'd be in there. Oh, and we wouldn't get a private cell either. We'd be getting that bologna sandwich and that apple every day with that little carton of milk. And that's what that would be. All right, it's 8:34. Think it's disgusting, Gina, that she's out?
I think it's appalling.
I mean, it's like...
What a travesty.
Well, nothing matters anymore. Okay, where are all these big law and order people? You know, the ones that are always screaming for law and order. Where are they? How come they don't say anything?
Well, I guess the sheriff's department's the one that actually made the decision.
Well, that doesn't put them above criticism.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm surprised.
I'm not. I'm not surprised at all. Now, you really don't believe that. And I don't think you do, but you really don't believe that if that were you or I, that they would let us out for overcrowding? No.
No.
No. No. Or if we lied to a grand jury?
Well, apparently she got spared a strip search, too.
Yeah, well, that would never happen either. Or, you know what, how about this? It doesn't. You know what? I'll tell you something. It doesn't even make any difference whether it's a grand jury. How about this? If you and I went to any kind of a trial, and perjured ourselves. Do you think we'd ever see the light of day? No. No. So we have one system of justice for the moneyed, and we have another system of justice for the rest of us.
Well, apparently 3 days was all she needed to reflect on her life and see what she could do to make the world a better place.
Oh, yeah, right. Right. Well, she'll make the world a better place by making more videos. I have that video of her, by the way.
You do?
Oh, sure. Somebody sent it to me.
I was going to say, you didn't buy it, did you?
No. Are you kidding? We're going to make it our YouTube video of the week. I've always wanted to get fired. Maybe this will help it along.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. She's no nun. If you get my meaning. All right, well. You know, it'd be an interesting question about that, too. Does Paris Hilton make you want to stay more at a Hilton, or does it make you want to stay less at one? Do you want to help the stock? Yes or no? Oh, oh, God. Okay, and I'll bet you Scooter Libby doesn't do his whole time either. Two things will either happen to him. He'll either do half of it, or George W. Bush will pardon him.
I don't think he'll do that. I don't think he'll be pardoned.
Betcha. How much you want to bet? Can't be food, though.
Oh, no.
All right, I'll tell you what. You want to bet for food? It's fine. We'll bet for food. I'll take you and Paul to the restaurant of your choice, no matter where it is you want to go.
Okay. I'll take you up on that.
All right.
If he's not pardoned.
If he's not pardoned.
Okay.
If he is pardoned, what are you going to do for me?
Well, I'd do the same for you. I don't. Of course,
yeah, but I only eat an ounce of food every 6 hours. What good's that going to do me?
Oh.
Hi, I'll have that $25,000 steak, and then I can only have like a couple of bites.
We'll wash your car.
Well, can you do a good job, or will you ruin it?
Sure. Or we'll take a. We'll puppy sit Coco
and
Jackson.
Done. Sold.
Okay.
Traffic.
All right. Well, we've had a couple of problems this morning. Had a major crash on southbound I-25, multiple vehicles. It's still got traffic really jammed up between University and Colorado, so that's the major hotspot right now. We also had an earlier one, westbound I-70 at Havana. They've cleared that. We do have a truck into a light pole at 6th and Santa Fe. Weather outlook today, high wind warning across the Front Range through noon today. It'll be a high of only 63, right now fair and 57. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
Get out of your car and into a Porsche at Canyon Casino. That's right. Scream through summer in a Porsche from Canyon.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
23 people need it immediately. You can earn as you're trained to use internet, mail, and phone to build your home business. No door-to-door sales or telemarketing. We're not looking for salespeople. We're associated with a company who's been in business for 26 years, established in 62 countries, and listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Flexible schedule. We train you to be successful from home. One-on-one personal mentoring and live telephone training to support your success. Find out more on incomeathome.com or click here. Serious people are earning six figures annually. Click here.
This is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Getting rid of dandelions and other tough weeds, that'd be good. Saving money while you're at it, now that'd be totally good. Introducing Total Kill by Ortho. Available only at the Home Depot, it's one smart purchase. Because Total Kill goes right to the root, completely killing those ugly weeds, while hardly denting your finances. Apply Total Kill this weekend. Your yard will be beautiful. Your savings, substantial. New Total Kill by Ortho. Only from the Home Depot. You can do it, we can help.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, Cindy Lauper. All right. And somewhere, Big Lou Albano is freaking out. It's MTV now. MTV sucks. I mean, does anybody watch MTV anymore? Hi, I'm Mark Goodman, your MTV VJ. God, I had to work with him once in radio. That was an interesting experience. 8:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Yeah, he was on as a talk show host at a station I worked at.
Okay.
Another example of where management believes that anybody with a name can be a talk show host.
J.J. Jackson.
Oh, he died.
Yeah, he was great, wasn't he?
Oh, I can tell you a good story. You want to know a good story about J.J. Jackson? I'll tell you a good story about J.J. Jackson. J.J. Jackson was working as the program director and was the on-the-air personality at the FM in Los Angeles that was owned by the late Gene Autry and Gene Autry's family. And a guy I was working for, and also myself, were being interviewed by this, by the general manager, who's also now passed on, his name is Bill Ward, about the idea of taking that FM, which was album rock. It's kind of like a, somewhat like a KBCO, but not really, a little tighter. And it wasn't doing all that good, so they were going to flip it to country. So as we're waiting in the lobby to go in and talk to Bill Ward, in walks J.J. Jackson. And we're there to interview about his job. That was a weird feeling. But he was a tremendously nice guy. And I bet you most people don't even remember him.
Who was the other gal with the short brown hair?
There was Martha...
Martha Quinn?
Quinn.
Was that her name?
I think. And there was also the other one. What was the other woman's name who was on? Nina Blackwood.
Yep. That's it.
Okay, we're leaving one other person out, though. Well, so what are you doing? You're going to Google the original MTV VJs? Yeah, it's MTV. All right, open phones, 303-713-7600. And I suppose we shouldn't be talking about MTV on the air because nobody can relate to that, right? But I watched MTV. Did you watch MTV, John?
Oh, yeah. I remember when it first came out. I think the first video I ever saw was Styx, Mr. Roboto. Or maybe Mexican Radio, Wall of Voodoo. That was one of the first five I ever saw.
Yeah, that was a huge one. Wall of Voodoo was a really huge one. You're right about that. All right, let's go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good show. I've heard not all of it, but most of it, some really good stuff.
Oh, thanks.
Definitely. One thing that got me, man, Gina put out a classic line. She said maybe 3 days was all it took for Paris Hilton to reflect on her life. And I think, you know, Paris's life up to this point has been pretty shallow. So 3 days is probably all she'd need.
Yeah, but you don't really believe now that she's going to turn around and become,
no,
you know, socially conscious and whatever. Look, the best we can hope for is that under 40 days of house arrest, she won't get the idea of driving into in-out burger at 150,000 miles an hour and, God forbid, hitting somebody.
Well, you know she's got a swimming pool, and I really doubt, I've never known anyone on house arrest, but how can they stop people from going to visit people? I can't.
Because you wear a bracelet.
Well, that doesn't mean, they can't say, so-and-so can't come over and see you. You know, they...
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about, by the way, the other VJ we left out was downtown Julie Brown.
Right, I remember her.
Yeah, remember her? I don't think they can stop people from coming over to see you, but I know, you know, you just can't go anywhere you want to go. But listen, man, you know what? I got to go work out today. You know what? I'd like to be under house arrest, and I wouldn't have to go do it.
Really?
I could do my show from my house and sit there all day.
Sure you could, like Art Bell. He does it from his house. Oh, and another, you did some interesting things recently. On Scooter Libby, the judge, has been reported that he was a conservative guy, but he was pretty up in arms about the crime, and there was some thought that he might send Scooter Libby to jail without, you know, before the appeal process ends.
He's thinking about that. He's deliberating about that.
But if they talk him out of that, then Scooter won't do any time at all, because the appeal process most probably will last beyond January 20th of 2009, and that's when you get to have Gina house sit for your two four-legged friends.
So I have to shop to come visit me in the next city.
Okay.
I'm not going to be here in 2009, I can tell you that.
Okay.
But I'll bet you it's very, very conceivable that he doesn't do any time at all. And, you know, and I'm just amazed by people who want to keep foisting the idea off on us that he didn't do anything wrong.
Well, like I was telling John, most people are not aware. I know you're aware, but just to put it on the air, most people are not aware what Valerie Plame did. And Valerie Plame, as you know, I'm sure, was in charge of running this whole organization of undercover spies, especially in the Middle East, and she really helped support this whole Iraqi war that you and I and many other people have a lot of problem with. But for anyone who, and I used to be, when I was in the Air Force for 4 years, I worked for the Security Service. It's a particular branch that is operationally under the National Security Agency, so I was kind of a foot soldier in that thing. Just enlisted, didn't know a whole lot, but anyway. So you really kind of, in today's world, you probably need undercover spies, but it's kind of sleazy. But anyway, that's what she did, and it really supports this whole empire that we have. And people who say that Scooter Libby didn't do anything, he really undercut that.
Well, of course. I mean, what he did was, if this were a member of a Democratic administration, the same people who are defending him would be howling for his head.
Big time.
Because they've done it in the past. And they make all kinds of weird arguments, like, well, and they try to compare, like, Scooter Libby to like, what happened to Sandy Berger with the piece of paper that he smuggled out of the National Archives or whatever the case was, and, you know, crumpled up in his sock or whatever, and they try to make them, you know, well, they're comparable. Well, yeah, they're comparable in the sense that what happened was against the law. The one had to do with national security. The other one had to do with a piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
Let's grow up here. But apparently, that's not going to happen. I got to run, Brian. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Take care, Jay.
All right. Open phones underway, 303-713-7600. Don on. You know, remember the old MTV theme thing? Okay. Here are the original MTV VJs. Downtown, Julie Brown, Nina Blackwood, J.J. Jackson, Mark Goodman, Alan Hunter, and Martha Quinn. Are we leaving anybody out?
That's it. Well, Dash and Julie Brown wasn't one of the original ones, but she signed on basically after a couple months.
Yeah, she was there.
Martha Quinn is awesome. And Rolling Stone did a poll not too long ago asking who was the best video VJ on MTV, and Martha Quinn won.
I wonder what she's doing these days.
I think she hosts a 80s program on Sirius Satellite Radio.
Oh, wow. That's real inspiring. Oh, you mean Sirius Voice Track Radio? 8:51, 51 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound 25 still struggling right between the bridges and down to Colorado. That was from a multi-car crash that had the left shoulder blocked right at Colorado. So that's the biggest problem right now. You definitely want to try to avoid those southbound lanes if you can. Of course, southbound I-25 still pretty heavy into downtown through Thornton North Glen. We do have one problem on 6th Avenue. Light pole has been hit by a truck at 6th and Santa Fe. Weather today, expect that high wind warning to stay in effect through about noon. Possible wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour in the city. 70 in the foothills. Much cooler today, though, with a high of only 63. Tonight, partly cloudy. Those winds will taper off in a low of 40. Currently fair, windy, and 57. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Smile all through rush hour on Bike to Work Day, Wednesday, June 27th. To register for this free event, call 303-4...
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's traveling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
And family issues. Find out what a gifted psychic can do for you. Call 1-800-948-3037.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call right now and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my Creative Real Estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-549-8053. 800-549-8053. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-549-8053.
It's 8:53, 53 minutes before the hour. No, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, is the gas pump your new best friend? Want to get around that? Want to get a vehicle where it sips gas? It doesn't chug it? Then get to Rocky's Autos. Because they've got Volkswagen, Saab, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Chevy, Ford, and they'll help you spare the pain with your wallet. Plus, on top of that, the 07s are even there. They've got the largest selection of clean late model vehicles in all of Colorado, including 07s. They're matching down incentives going on, which is a great way for you to stretch your spending dollar even farther. And you got to see my friends, the Al Shearers, Tom and Marv. Go see Spanky Herrera. Go see Gerard Menard, Freddie Librato, Johnny Mays. All my friends out of Rockies will definitely, definitely take care of you. So it's the place to go. Check out their inventory online at RockiesAutos.com. Apply for a car loan and cut down on time. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Now, here are the hours. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But if you show up close to 9, things will be fine and they'll take care of you. But that's Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So you got plenty of time out there to look around. And the selection is absolutely huge. And the deals are just unbelievable. No better place to go than Rockies Autos. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-300-5305.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ. And every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-300-5305. That's 1-800-300-5305. 1-800-300-5305.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Song that I don't even know why we got on the subject of MTV, that MTV put on. Video killed the radio star. No, corporate America did that. I remember I was working in San Francisco when this stuff was out. One of the many jobs that I got fired from. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones 303-713-7600. J. Marvin here. Let's go to Ruben in Aurora. Ruben, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
A couple of quick thoughts. I'm extremely glad that they took Paris Hilton out, gave us all a reprieve, because otherwise we were having a hour-to-hour, day-to-day watch by all the multinational media conglomerates. It was just insane. So they did us all a favor by letting that girl out of jail, because they were going to literally cover every bowel movement she made, every shower she took, every conversation she had. It was getting ridiculous.
Well, who was watching all that? I wasn't.
No, I'm not saying that, but it was...
I mean, who's doing it? I don't...
You know. And all of these media outlets, literally, it was either... I was just telling your guy that screens the calls. They would either start a show with some coverage about her or in...
Okay. You know what? That's very, very true, and I can conceivably see that. But does that negate what she did? That she should get that kind of treatment, where an ordinary human being in this country, particularly a person of color or economic disadvantage, would not get the same treatment? Yes or no?
Of course not. But she was going to.
Okay. All right.
I
gotta go.
Actress was on Law.
Okay.
I know it.
I gotta go. I gotta get the news. Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye.
Join AM 760 and the Barack Obama campaign Saturday, June 9th for a walk for change. Obama supporters will take to the streets in Denver in a grassroots day of action. The walk begins at 9 a.m. at South High School. Log on to am760.net for more information.
Give Dad the Father's Day gift he's always dreamed of from the Brunswick Home and Billiard Pool Table Sale event at the Brunswick Home and Billiard Stores in Flatiron Crossing or across from Park Meadows Mall. This Thursday through Sunday only, Brunswick Home and Billiard has all Brunswick pool tables on sale. And in addition to the great savings on pool tables, Brunswick Home and Billiard also has tremendous savings on all bars and bar stools, poker tables, and much, much more. Even all foosball, all air hockey, and all shuffleboard tables. Everything for family entertaining. During the special pool table sale event, pocket up to $1,200 in savings with a free matching cue rack with the purchase of a qualifying Brunswick pool table and accessory. Don't miss this opportunity to own a legendary Brunswick pool table and receive a free cue rack. And while supplies last, a very special free gift valued at $200 just for Dad. So give Dad the gift he really wants from Brunswick Home and Billiard, with two area locations in Broomfield at Flatiron Crossing and off County Line Road across from Park Meadows Mall. Brunswick Home and Billiard, where family entertaining comes home.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Futterman, live in Los Angeles. Just a few days ago, Paris Hilton was saying this.
I'm scared, but I'm being strong, and I'm ready to face my sentence.
Today, word from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department.
After extensive consultation with medical personnel, including doctors, it was determined that Paris Hilton would be reassigned.
After just over 3 days in jail, Hilton has been let go. Spokesman Steve Whitmore says she will now be under home confinement.
She has been fitted with an ankle bracelet, and she has been sent home. and she will be confined to her home for the next 40 days.
Whitmore says the reassignment all has to do with a medical issue. He said federal law prevents him from giving any additional details about that condition. Hilton was serving time after violating probation from a drunk driving arrest. The sheriff's department says she did not receive any special treatment. I'm Steve Futterman, live in Los Angeles, now with more CBS News. Here's Nick Young.
The long-anticipated meeting between President Bush and Russia's Vladimir Putin is over at the G8 summit in Germany. Live to CBS News correspondent Mark Noller, who's covering in Rostock.
Nothing was settled for certain, but Putin offered up an alternative to the U.S. plan for defensive missiles and radar in Eastern Europe. Putin suggested that a missile defense shield be placed in the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. He said that could safeguard Europe from a missile strike by a rogue nation like Iran. President Bush called it an interesting idea and said they'd discuss it further when they meet again in early July at his folks' place in Kennebunkport, Maine. Live in Rostock, Germany, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
There is new evidence of the vice president's involvement in shielding one of the Bush administration's most explosive programs. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
According to newly released Senate documents, Vice President Cheney was much more closely involved than previously believed in efforts to undo Justice Department opposition to the administration's controversial secret wiretap program. In fact, according to former Deputy Attorney General James Comey, Cheney's office squashed the promotion of Patrick Philbin, who played a key role in the department's decision not to certify the program.
A major step in the advancement of stem cell research. Three groups of researchers say they've used the skin cells of mice to create stem cell equivalents. But University of Pennsylvania bioethicist Jonathan Moreno is urging caution.
There have been a lot of other publications that were promising. This one, I think, has more promise than others. But it's still promissory. We still have to hope that this can work in human beings.
A life lost over a dropped cell phone. Police in Sheboygan, Wisconsin say a 300-pound man drowned when he got stuck in a sewer grate. And as he was trying to retrieve his phone, Police Lieutenant Jeff Johnson says it was too late even when a neighbor rushed to help.
He was extremely large. You know, it would be virtually physically impossible for one person to pull him out. One neighbor did try, and he obviously was very distraught, described as being a very helpless feeling.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 36 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number. Just call 866-38-GO-NOW. That's 866-38-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment?
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
38-GO-NOW. Call now.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A big low-pressure system brought snow to the mountains and winds of up to 100 miles an hour along the Front Range last night. That forced the cancellation of dozens of flights out of DIA.
We did have some microburst activity in all the quadrants of the airport, and the airlines certainly don't want to take off when you've got microbursts or land.
Things are back to normal out at the plane place, and the winds are finally diminishing. Mounting pressure from local officials and internal dissent has driven the Denver City Council to spike a proclamation that was meant to recognize the rights of protesters and limit police response during the 08 Democratic National Convention. News that a protest group had drafted the proclamation sent tremors through the city's civic and business communities as officials try to raise money for that get-together. A plan to add combination toll and HOV lanes on US 36 between Denver and Boulder has been named a finalist for $1.5 billion in federal money. Lanes would be free to buses and high occupancy vehicles, while lone drivers would pay a toll based on the amount of traffic at any given time. And the state legislature has gotten the highest marks in 5 years for environmental legislation. Colorado Conservation Voters releasing a report giving the Democrat-dominated chambers a 77% score. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Don. Well, we've got a two-vehicle crash along I-70 at Holly. Apparently some injuries there. They were looking for it on either side of the highway, so just watch out for some possible slowdowns. That truck that hit a light pole still affecting 6th and Santa Fe. And other than that, just a few slow pockets, the usual ones, southbound I-25 downtown, southbound 225 just after Parker through the DTC. Weather outlook today, high wind warning across the Front Range through noon today. We'll get those possible wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour in the city, 70.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No, but you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
Yeah. That's what I know them as, heavy metal. I didn't use the term hair bands.
Yeah, the hair bands like Striper, White Snake, Great White, you know, that kind of thing. Those are the hair bands. Remember Headbangers Ball every Saturday night?
Yeah, that was with Ricky Rackman or whatever
his name
is.
What was his name? They got the long hair, wore the, you know, the jean jacket.
Was it Ricky Rackman?
Not sure.
Rackman? I think he works at KROQ in Los Angeles. I never watched that show, so I don't know.
I used to tune in every Saturday night.
Well, you were into that kind of music, right?
Religiously, yeah. In middle school, I was a little metalhead. I had the jean jacket with the back patch, the Iron Maiden back patch, you know? I was a little hoodlum, for sure.
Iron Maiden.
Yeah. I got jumped. Somebody stole my, jean jackets. Somebody stole my other one. I had a Led Zeppelin Zoso back patch on my other jean jacket. Somebody stole it from me in front of the Denny's across from McNichols Arena back in, gosh, I had to be in like the 6th or 7th grade. Pulled a knife on me, said, give me your jean jacket, kid. So I did.
God, the idea of you in the 6th or 7th grade is really scary.
Isn't it? I'll bring in a photo. We should post a photo on the website of me with the mullet and the long hair.
You had a mullet?
Yes, of course I did.
Jeez. The only band that I ever remember that they ever played that I always thought had that kind of hair thing going was, what was that band that had the mannequins in the video?
Tool?
No. No, they only had like one hit, the Romantics or something. I don't know. What was their name?
I don't know if the Romantics would be a hair band. Do you know the song?
Yeah, something about something in your sleep or something like that.
I hear the secrets that you keep when you're talking in your
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah, that's it.
Didn't they have, I don't know who the artist is, but I know what song you're talking about.
Didn't they have, like, big pompadours or something?
I don't know. They weren't really hair bands. That was kind of more, like, new wave type stuff.
Yeah, but they look like a throwback to, like, Eddie Cochran or something. Are you going to try to look it up? Yeah, I can't think of who it is, though. Does anybody know who that band was?
It is the Romantics.
The Romantics. So, like, their only hit comes up on Muzak every once in a while. Well, I guess it's better to have one hit than no hit, than never have a hit. But, I mean, how embarrassing is that to have, like, only one hit? So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll now do our entire repertoire. One song. That's it. But if it gets played enough and enough people cover it, if you write it, you can make a lot of money. All right, Mark in Colorado Springs. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, sir. I really appreciate you taking my call. I told the screener I wanted to tell you right up front, I am conservative. I'm in the military.
Nothing wrong with that.
I promised I would not try to be like some of my conservative peers who have gotten into arguments. So I just wanted to try to respond to the discussion you had a couple of hours ago on fear. And one of the things I wanted to say first is it's strange how we all tend to operate out of a loyalty. And as an example, Barry Bonds, who is about ready to break the home run record, if you're a San Francisco Giants fan, you think it's the greatest. And if you're not a fan of Barry Bonds, you think he's a cheater. Or I'm a big Red Sox fan. We cheered for Johnny Damon when he helped us win the World Series in 2004, and now you'll hear all the Red Sox fans booing him because he's a Yankees player now.
You know, the only thing that gets me, though, about the Barry Bonds thing, not to get off on this subject or not to get off on sports, how can anybody there think that his breaking the home run record is the greatest when he's got this shadow of alleged steroid use hanging over him?
Sir, I agree with you, and I think that, you know, and I don't want to, I mean, I can get into making the jokes that we all have a tendency to make about, you know, head size and pimples on the back and hair on the back and things, but I just, they were saying the other day that, you know, like the commissioner, he has no choice but to go when he breaks the record because he hasn't been caught. So I think within the construct of the rules, I'm not a Barry Bonds fan personally, but I don't think I'm in a position where I can say definitively whether or not he cheated. In my personal opinion, he did. But I did want to talk a little bit about the fear issue.
Mm-hmm.
And just to use as a background that, you know, me as a conservative, I listen to you almost every morning on the way to work, and I only get about 20 minutes. And I really appreciate, I feel that you're fair. I listen to Randy Rhoads on the way home, and sometimes I get a little bit more agitated. But one of the things, back in World War II, after we had been attacked, you know, Pearl Harbor, and there was a viable threat, There were posters that were put up that showed caricatures of the Japanese in very demeaning ways. There was still that fear, the way that we needed to get the American people and keep them still going. And if you remember, like, watching the recent movie, Flags of Our Fathers, where people get very weary about war, even if it's a good war, quote unquote, people have a tendency to get very tired of war, and they get tired of the constant, you know, in the paper. And I haven't done the personal research, I want to confess right away, but what I heard, and so I cannot validate, and maybe somebody smarter than me can do this, I heard that every sitting president in World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, when congressional elections happened, I heard that every president lost seats in his party. And so I just didn't, I can't say for sure that's true. I heard it on a couple of news sources. So I just, this whole thing about fear, I'm an instructor in the military, and I teach military strategic studies. And so I'm pretty much an expert on the national security strategy and national defense strategy, national military strategy, and basically how we conduct war. And I have to say that I'm sad that people are dying in Iraq, and that we are, I think we're in a position, we're not in a good position. But it's almost like in America, it's almost like this is, we're in a divorce court, and the one side is the Democrats, they're like the father, and one side is the mother, they're the Republicans, and the kids are in the middle, and the kids are the American people. And so in a divorce court, when it's a messy divorce, the dad and mom, they're always trying to undermine the other side. They're always trying to say nasty things and bring up nasty things. And I know that in, you know, I'm not saying that people that are liberals and Democrats hate America. I will never say that, and I appreciate passion. But, and sir, I just, when you said a couple of hours ago that you thought President Bush and Cheney were mentally ill, that really kind of bothered me.
Well, I'm sure that it does bother you, and I'm sure that it bothers a lot of people. And first of all, for your divorce example, polls indicate that there is that court's pretty much out, and that the American public at large, in survey after survey, Gallup, Wall Street Journal, NBC, Washington Post, ABC, Zogby, all those polls indicate that Americans know and have come to believe that this war is wrong and that we should get out. Now, the only people that are sticking to the position that it's right and that we need to be there are the leadership.
Now
I let you go for a while.
And yeah,
so
thank you, and I appreciate that.
All right, so you gotta give me just a little bit of time
I will,
here.
Sir.
It's all right. Call me Jay to develop my point. So my point being here that part is pretty much done. And then you've got another part to this, and the other part to it is that this administration on a regular basis lies about this. And when they lie about it, they do things like they say the following. They always have to bring up 9/11 in conjunction with Iraq. They label it the war on terror. They keep, and in the case of the vice president, they keep strongly intimating that there was a link between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda when there never was. And I think people are now in the position where what they're saying is, look, we're not listening anymore because we know that this stuff's not true. And that's one of the reasons why the vice president's popularity rating is down to about 18% and George W. Bush's is down about 28%, which the only person that you can remember who had ratings that low would have to be Richard Nixon right before he had to resign for Watergate. I mean, even the guy that they're talking about now, this General Lutz, who they're going to talk to, even he says the surge isn't working. So you got a public that is like saying, you're just not telling us the truth about this stuff. Well, what do you expect the public to do? But they keep whipping up all of this frenzy about we're gonna get it, and you better watch out, and we're the only ones that can protect you. I mean, Giuliani, who's running for president in the GOP, he stands up and says, if a Democrat is elected, we will have another 9/11, only it will be worse. Which is like saying, oh, Daddy Julie, wrap your big arms around me and save me from the big bad boogeyman. You know what? That's bull crap, and you know it. Yeah, and so does everybody else.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with many of your points. And I'm to tell you the truth, I'm frustrated too. I really try. Like here in Colorado Springs, they have a newspaper called The Independent, and I will grab it anytime I go in for a dinner or a lunch where there's a copy, and I try to read it and read it objectively. And that's one of the reasons I listen to you. Is of the Air America folks that are on AM 760, I think that you are the most objective, and I really appreciate that. I wanted to, and I don't, just really quickly, and then I'll get off because I know you probably have other callers, but the whole issue of polls, I wanted to give you my opinion and have you basically tell me where I'm wrong. One of my frustrations with polls is that you can call somebody on the phone and you can say, what is your opinion about something? And that person may not be an expert. So, and here's another analogy, is if I'm watching, like 100 of us are watching a brain surgeon do brain surgery, and they polled us, okay, what's the next thing that brain surgeon could do? We could give you our opinion, but that opinion may not be based on fact. It may not be based on the truth. It may not be based on, you know, experience. And whenever you watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, it's always funny to see when they poll the audience, and it's a difficult question, and you may get like 30% and 20% and 40% and 10%, but there's only one right answer. And so one of the things when I look at polls and the American people are asked about something that has something to do with military activity or the conduct of military operations or, you know, should we have more troops or less troops, to me, if you ask a civilian or if you ask somebody who's not well-read or well-studied, that's their opinion, but it may not be based on what is true. And back to the war. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, what you're saying is very, very true. Thing is, though, when you live in a representative republic in which people go to the ballot box and they express their opinion, whether you like what they have to say or you don't like what they have to say, or you think that they're qualified to make the judgment or they're not qualified to make the judgment, that's how the system works.
Exactly.
So you have to accept the outcome of that. And the best thing you can do is try to make your case in the public sphere and hope that it catches on.
Right.
But you can't. You know, you can't say, well, you don't know, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, because what's involved here is more than just Iraq. What's involved here is the course and the future of the country.
Right.
And we all have some input or saying about that.
Right. And one of the things when we talk about the national security strategy is if you compare President Clinton's national security strategy with President Bush's national security strategy, you see a very, very distinct method of what do we do with threats? What do we do with the fact that people around the world don't like us? And I the one last thing I wanted to say, I don't know if you've had a chance to view a video called Obsession. If you go to Google and you type in Obsession video, and I think it's obsession.com is the website, there is a video that I would just recommend or highly encourage that you watch, because I think it gives a good perspective on what the potential threat could be. I was talking with some of my colleagues yesterday after listening in the morning to your show, and we were talking about radical Islam. We were talking about people that do hate the United States and hate, you know, and want to see people in the United States dead. And we were kind of throwing numbers around, and it wasn't any we weren't scientific at all, so I'll tell you that right up front. But there was statistics done, and I don't remember which survey it was, but the gentleman in the evening, he was saying that like 10% of American black Muslims that were raised in America said that Al Qaeda was a good organization.
Well, I've heard that too. But the other flip side of that is that if you look at that same poll, the majority of Muslims in the United States do not believe that 9/11 was right or that terrorism is right. And in I've said this so many times on the air, and I'll say it again. In any group of people that you have, there's always going to be a percentage of those people who are not, you know, who are going to be, they're not going to be good people, man. They're just not going to be good people. But you can't take that and tar everybody else with it. Plus, on top of that, listen, there are people out there who don't like us, and there are people out there who want to do us harm. Nobody's suggesting otherwise. But you either have two choices on this. The choices are, you know, you can have leadership that whips up all kinds of mass fear, or we can have leadership that is tough, smart, and proactive instead of reactive. And I don't think the current administration fits that category, unfortunately. And what we have to do is stop all the hysteria and solve the problem. And the problem runs a lot deeper than just Al-Qaeda. Mark, I got to go. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for letting me.
Well, you can call anytime, man. And I love Colorado Springs. It's a great place. So
It
really is. So
call
me anytime you want. Call me, Mark. Call me Jay. Will you please?
I have to respect my elders and the people I respect. So.
Oh, okay. So rub it in that I'm older than you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Oh, no. What's the matter? Look, another Leaf Guard gutter systems truck. Somebody else must be getting those gutters that never clog. No more acorns for us squirrels.
Relax, will you? Does the truck say Leaf Guard?
Well, no, but...
Then it's not Leaf Guard. Don't worry. We've been beating sorry imitations and flimsy attachments for years.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call Leaf Guard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Foam beds. Well, the Sleep Number bed allows you to truly personalize your mattress and your sleep every night. With Sleep Number bed, you're in control of how firm or how soft your mattress will be simply by adjusting your sleep number. And this means a better, more comfortable bed and more deep quality sleep. So, here's the thing. You got to check out the Sleep Number bed. For instance, Greg wrote this letter. He said, we bought our Sleep Number bed 6 years ago. We'll never go back to conventional beds ever again. I sleep through the night, whereas before I would be up 7 or 8 times. I don't wake up with back or leg pains like I used to. And I can't describe or even begin to describe the simple comfort it gives us, not to mention that my wife and I can individually adjust our sides of the bed to suit us. It's absolutely the greatest. So you know something? You want a better night's sleep? Get a Sleep Number bed. They come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial, and they've been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. Visit a Select Comfort store nearest you. Select Comfort stores are in 12 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, Southland Mall, and the brand-new location at the 29th Street Mall.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-400-6717. This This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Have MTV on. It's the Romantics, ladies and gentlemen. 9:30 AM, 760, a Progressive Talk. By the way, Adam Curry hosted Headbangers Ball on MTV. He later chose the name Ricky Rackman, and I believe he works at KROQ in Los Angeles. Don't you love this song? Turn it up. Again. Doesn't it make you just want to be 16 again? But the only thing you had to worry about was, oh my God, I've got a zit. Mom, what'd you do with my Clearasil? I gotta put some Brute on. Do you think she'll let me go to second base? All right, it's 9:32, 32 minutes after 9. Didn't guys always have those conversations? I don't know. Did they? I don't know. You remember this song, don't you, Gina?
Oh, I had this album.
How old were you when this was out? 13?
No. In my 20s.
Yeah.
You tell me that you need me.
Yeah.
You tell me that you
what radio station in town plays this kind of music? Nobody, right?
It's fun. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. FM plays this kind of music, don't they? Does anybody listen to that radio station? With that signal? The greatest hits of all time.
We play anything.
We play anything in multiplex stereo.
Oh, look, it's in stereo. The little light's on.
It's Jack FM.
Sassy probably plays it.
You know what? I can't figure out what those two stations are about. Sassy, what's the other one? Martini?
Yeah.
What is that about?
It's Martini on the Rockies.
Oh, is that what it is?
Women like it. You wouldn't get it, Jay.
Oh, it's a woman thing?
I think so.
Okay. Radio's so ridiculous. You know, it really is, isn't it? Why don't we have legitimate jobs?
We don't like legitimate jobs.
What's the other, John, what's the other Romantics tune? Oh, it's our other one, remember? Hey, it's seventh inning at Coors Field. Beer, eat more hot dogs. Right? Isn't that what this is about? Don't they play this on, like, the, what do they call that thing? The Videotron? Right? To show all the shots of the ball players? The Jumbotron? Hey!
That's cute.
You hold me tight.
John, I want to hear Billie Jean now. Michael. Yeah. Same period.
You know, forget Billie Jean.
That ushered in the MTV era, Jay.
No, this did.
Like about that I like.
Okay, just think about this. What would you rather do? Would you rather have a debate with, like, some conservative you've never heard of, or would you rather listen to this?
Listen to this?
Yeah, me too. Okay. We can't keep playing it. Oh, no, you're not looking for Billie Jean, are you?
Please. Yeah. Woo.
Oh, jeez. The new KROQ. I'm only here for a few minutes, but you can call me now on the rip-off line. That's what this reminds me of.
But it makes you want to dance, doesn't it, Jay?
No, it makes me want to lust for underage kids.
Stop.
Well, it's true. Makes you want to go get plastic surgery.
She was more like... I used to have a nose. Now it's gone and my skin is all white.
Right?
It's a shame. He's such a great artist, though.
Living in Saudi Arabia someday, please.
This is bringing back so many memories for people listening to this, I'm telling you.
Yeah, what kind of memories? Bad ones,
good
probably.
Good memories. I played this album over and over and over again,
well,
the Thriller album.
Okay, so that was your sickness. It's not my fault. Enough.
Hey,
enough.
I was listening to this and I was driving my Trans Am around Albuquerque and I was having a great time.
And then your life changed dramatically. And now, here you are, religious, conservative, stuck on a communist radio station. Right?
I'm still having a good time with you, Jay.
I have never liked Michael Jackson. Now I like him even worse.
You have to. Okay, that's okay for
nice
you not
hair,
to.
Nice hair, too.
It's okay for you not to like him, but at least you can appreciate that he is, at one time, he was a great artist.
Hey, this is a guy who never met a surgeon's knife he didn't love.
Okay, you're not being fair. No,
why am I not being fair? It's true. Cut me. Oh, cut me.
Forget his personal
issues.
Right.
Oh, what about the chimpanzee? Didn't he have a chimpanzee?
Yeah.
He has a zoo.
No, the zoo's gone. The zoo in Neverland, man, is gone. They took all the animals because he left and neglected them.
Rick said the chimp's name was Bubbles.
Oh, Bubbles the chimp. That's good. The commander-in-chief, Bubbles the chimp. Okay. Which, even you have to laugh. It's true.
Well, that's very disrespectful to the office of the presidency.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, jeez. Okay. Excuse me, I have to get rid of my gloves.
No, a glove.
Oh, was it a glove? Yeah. That has also made me wonder about a lot of things.
Oh, God.
The last guy I saw with a glove. Wanted to put it someplace where I didn't want it. Okay. Let's...
We digress.
Yeah, let's check out the...
Traffic. Okay, Gina, hi, this is Michael Jackson.
Oh, God.
I'm in Aruba. I'm hiding out.
That is the worst.
I didn't impression. Pay the bill on my Bubbles the Chimp and my zoo. Ha! Want to hear me do my impression of Chris Matthews?
Yes.
Ha ha!
Okay, southbound I-25 is still a little
Billie
bit busy
Jean.
Downtown.
She's 13.
Northbound I-25 is heavy.
I
want to
make her my underage teenage queen.
We have one I-70 in Holly. Thank goodness there's nothing serious going on. High wind warning across the Front Range through noon today for our weather. Currently, it's windy 62 in the
metro area. Get those dogs off the turnpike?
Well, I don't know. Watch out for them. Eastbound lanes, they were in the median right around McCaslin or Sheridan. I don't know. So
I like to throw Michael Jackson on the turnpike.
Oh, we're please,
getting,
don't
we're
hit me.
Snow flurries in the high country.
Don't hit me. Ah.
I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760.
Don't run over my face.
Talk.
I can't stand
call your local
actions.
Shelter insurance agent to set up a free insurance protection review and to learn more.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's almost here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
This is the sound of a kid being bullied at school.
Where'd you get the shirt? Colorblind and things?
This is the sound of the kid telling her friend about it.
Then she makes fun of my clothes and says I'm not allowed to use the bathroom if the cool girls are in there.
Now this is the sound of that same kid telling her parents about the bully. Just because you don't hear about bullying from your child doesn't mean it's not happening.
McGruff the Crime Dog here with clues for parents to look for if bullying is upsetting their children. Kids may want to avoid school, or their grades may suffer. You gotta look for these signs, because kids don't usually talk about it. How do you stop bullies? With words. To your kid, to school officials, other concerned parents, and by going to McGruff.org.
So tonight, sit down with your kid, and you might hear this. But try asking her how her day went, and you might hear this.
Mom, something happened at school today.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
1-8841.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
After the hour. So I can't stand a showers. High 63. Okay, to the phones. It's all the phones. Let's go to Ronnie in Denver. Ronnie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, this is Ronnie from All American Vogue.
Hey, man, what's up?
Good morning. Hey, I got a couple subjects, and we'll segue back into the music because I like talking about it.
Sure.
But I heard a little bit, I guess it was Tuesday morning, on the noise ordinance and the Harley and everybody, all the grumbling. There's a lot of work been done in the last 10 years on mufflers. Flowmaster and all the big bumper companies have been working on it for the Saturday night dirt tracks and everything where the cities have moved in and subdivisions moved in around them. And they've got mufflers now for those cars, and they use them that barely make any noise. And they've actually gained horsepower. Somehow they've muffled the noise, and they've got it canceling out each other. And they get their horsepower back. So I think that, unless that's not being done for motorcycles, and if it's not, it will be soon, that engineering will apply to the motorcycles and they can probably have more horsepower and not be as noisy.
Well, the idea behind it is that these guys modify their pipes, and then because loud pipes save lives, and I'd rather know that they're there than they're not there. And, of course, I got hammered by a bunch of people over this, and I keep getting email about it. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, there's already a law in the books. This whole thing is a waste of time, and I think people who complain about this, I basically think that they're just, you know, they're just complainers.
Here's something I want to do, tongue in cheek, because dealerships have been removing mufflers and everything right at the dealership when somebody buys a bike. But anyway, I wanted to take the mufflers off one of my V8 Falcons and write in shoe polish on the side, Harley Davidson or something. See how long it would take for me to get picked up and just say, oh, man, I'm just a Harley. It's cool.
Just a
Harley. But I think this is going to work itself out. It is a big uproar now, and I understand both sides because I'm a gearhead and I like the noise. But then the noise gets to be a lot at some times. I want to move on to another thing. An announcement about Diana DeGette is going to have an open house this Saturday morning. June 9th from 10 to 11 at the Mercury Cafe. Anybody's invited, and she's going to go through four subjects, roughly, the war, energy independence, health care, and recovering our civil liberties. So anybody's invited. It's going to be moderated by Patty Calhoun from Westwood. And again, the Mercury Cafe is at 2199 California. This Saturday at 10 to 11 o'clock. And I invite everybody to come. I hear your ads are going to be at Pride Fest. I'm going to schlep all my bumper stickers and T-shirts from my store down there. And
yeah, I'm not going to be there, though.
You're not?
No, because I was supposed to be there, but I'm not going to be there because I got a family problem and I have to go to California and deal with it.
Okay. Well, I've never done that Pride Fest. That was just...
Oh, it's, you know what? It's a great time. You'll have a great time.
Oh, I'm sure. I've heard lots of people talk about it. Going back to the music here, when I would travel back to Ohio, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, and I would travel back there to see my parents in the early 80s, maybe 81, 82, and they had MTV back there, but they didn't have it here yet. So I'd go back there and watch MTV and come back here and say, wow, you should see what they've got on the television back there. It's called MTV. And tell people about it here, and I'd say they show band videos, and it's well, you know, it's well done and everything. It was pretty weird going back there to see it. I love to go back there and hang out at the front of my parents' TV and watch it, because we didn't have it here for about 2 years after they had it. It was interesting. Have you ever done a thing on old DJs? Like, you know, we had a great
long
guy.
Long time ago I talked about it, yeah.
We had a guy in Columbus called Dr. Bop on WCOL, and he would come on at midnight. And this was like 1956, 57, 58, 59. And I was in junior high then, and I would have my transistor radio underneath my pillow and just wait for midnight and turn it on and just basically listen all night, and he'd go off at 7 in the morning.
Sure, that's how most kids, you know, found out about rock and roll and found out about other things by listening to the transistor radio and by listening to disc jockeys that, you know, when they grow up, they still remember them, but unfortunately, kids coming up today are not going to have that pleasure, so.
It is a different scenario. We'd go to school the next day, and I'd talk to all my little boyfriends about, did you hear this song and that song and this new guy Elvis and everything. It was so damn fun.
Yeah, it was. It was great. And radio's a great institution. It's just too bad that in a lot of ways it's just not what it should be. Ronnie, I got to run, man. Thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate
baby.
The call.
Thank you.
Talk to you.
Bye.
Let's go to Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay, two things, but let me hit the first one, the most important one. I disagree with you. You do not have a problem in California. Alzheimer's is a tremendous opportunity to return the love that we receive from our parents. My mother died of Alzheimer's. It took her 10 years. The short of it is, when we were children, our parents loved us and took care of us no matter what dumb, stupid, immature thing we did.
You know what? When you say that, speak for yourself. Don't speak for me. My mother never took care of me. My mother never took care of me no matter what dumb things I did. You have little or no clue as to what kind of household I grew up. Mary's got to be at home hearing this laughing. I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful, and I love you. I love you for your concern and your caring, but no, it will be a problem, and it will be a problem because
Jay, may I?
My relationship with her is strained at the best.
Okay,
it's very rough. But I have to do it because I have to do what I have to do, and I can't not do something about it, so I have to do something about it. And not that I would even not do something about it. No matter what the situation was, I would have to do something. You know, but it's going to be a huge, huge, huge problem.
Well, Jay, may I just reframe and rephrase then?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
This is, okay, I was luckier than you were. But Alzheimer's is an opportunity for anyone to show love. Because what you're going to find, and it's going to be gut-wrenching, no matter what, is what you find is you become the parent. You have the opportunity to show love. And again, I apologize if I'm sticking my nose where it don't belong. But you have an opportunity here to show love where it was not shown to you.
Well, no, you're not sticking your nose where it doesn't belong. I mean, if I brought it up, then you have every right to call up and talk about it. And I know you're doing it out of good intentions. And I understand where you're coming from. And okay. But it's, and I know about the whole thing about the roles being reversed. It's just my, you just have to understand that my mother is a very, very, very difficult, is a very difficult person. And in return, she raised a son who is very, very difficult.
I think my mother would have said the same thing about me. But
boy, there's tons of stuff I could, you know, if I had enough time, I gotta go get traffic. But if I had enough time, I could tell you. I mean, not that people would be overly interested, but I mean, I truly am a product of my upbringing, although I've worked for the last very hard and struggled very, very hard the last 27 years to try to overcome it. Ralph, I love you, man. I got to go. Call me tomorrow. And if you want to continue this conversation.
Can I get hold of your screener for just a minute?
Sure, you sure can.
Thank you.
And, you know, you go to Peru along with the other gentleman who called in, the conservative guy from Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs gets a bad rap, but it's one of my favorite places.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not conservative.
No, but the other guy was.
I know. That's why I want to talk to him.
My son was a bright and talented child, but in his teens, something changed, and he barely finished high school. Later, I found out that he'd gotten into drugs. He couldn't hold a job, and his only financial support was a family who gave him money just to keep him away. This went on for 12 years, during which time he was a waste to himself and a burden to others. After trying numerous drug rehab programs, I finally found Narcanon. By that time, he was at the end of his rope. Thanks to Narcanon, he regained his health and became himself again. And most importantly, he became drug-free. Now he's a happy, productive father with a family of his own. I can't express how proud I am. My son and I have never been closer or had such a good relationship. Narcanon not only gave me back my son, but also gave me a very good friend.
Are drugs affecting your family or a friend? Call Narcanon at 1-800-556-8885. Narcanon provides free assessment and referral services. Call Narcanon at 1-800-556-8885 or visit our website at drugrehab.net.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. Huh. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Anybody that's good, particularly when it comes to selling automobiles, and there's a dealership here, I'm not going to name which dealership it is, that is around this area. They once sold me a car, and they must not have thought about this whole concept when they sold the vehicle to me, because you know what? I'm not going to go into great detail about what they did, but I'll never go back again. But see, Rockies knows that the most powerful thing going is people talking about them and saying, well, I went there and I got treated right and I got a great deal. So check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com and look at the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, and get out there and see them. See Tom and Marvell Shear out there, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, Adolf Juan, any of the folks working out there. Get out there and see him. Ziggy in the Tower. Ask for him by name. Donald, Don Bowers. Ask for any of the folks out there. They'll help you out. That's Rocky's Autos. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open tonight and every night, Monday through Saturday, until 9 a.m. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. That's the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Remember when you got mad when I gave you that vacuum for Mother's Day?
Remember? I nearly fed it to you.
I've got a way for you to get me back.
Yeah?
You can get me a vacuum for Father's Day, and then we'll call it even.
What a noble gesture.
Right now at the Home Depot, you can get Dad the 6-gallon rigid wet dry vac for just $29.97. The Home Depot, proud sponsor of Father's Day. You can do it. We can help. Good through June 24th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet. Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I use Dr. Scholl's corn removers. Two treatments, and my corns were history.
Two treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as two treatments when used as directed.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, another MTV special.
Traveling in a fighter coming on a heavy trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous.
Okay, Turk, obviously you like this.
Yeah, this Men at Work is great.
Yeah, I think Men at Work's pretty good. I want to say hello to David. Hi, Jay. I'm streaming on the internet from Atlanta, and I try to catch your show every chance I get. Earlier, y'all were playing my favorite artist, Prince. And my late father, both share the same birthday, Prince and my late father. A few things you should know about Prince on what makes him so unique is that he plays over 30 different instruments. Most of his songs, hit songs, played all the instruments, did the voices on them, such as When Doves Cry. How come we didn't play When Doves Cry, man? I like that song. Warner Brothers.
I did play that.
Did you play it? I'm sorry. Warner Brothers said that he'd be in the studio for as long as 16 to 24 hours a day. Man. Hey, Jay, used to listen to you every day on WLS in Chicago. Got me through some late nights. Glad to see you're able to find the online stream podcast. You sound great today. Well, Josh, thanks, man. I run into people who used to listen to me when I was somebody. Hey, Jay, that guy that just called made a passing point about 10% Muslims believe Al-Qaeda is a good organization, thus Muslims are bad, or what? Using the same logic, one could say that a good chunk of Republicans are terrorists. The chairman of the Arkansas Republican Party recently said that he thinks the U.S. should be attacked by terrorists to bring appreciation of GW's anti-terrorism work. Yeah, that's a really interesting point. And... yeah, that is a good point. All right, that's it for today. I gotta go. Will I be back tomorrow? I don't know. I'll go in and see management and see what they say. If not, no big.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company.
Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, North